So, guys, are you ready to watch TV?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Wait, have you guys seen the remote?
No, I don't see it, dude.
Cody, have you seen the remote?
Nope.
Are you sitting on the remote again, Cody?
Yeah.
Get it out.
Okay. Can you give me a tug?
Oh, it's really in there.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. It's stuck in there. Hey, Joseph, can you help me?
No, dude, I'm not touching that.
Oh, Joseph, I need your help. Help me pull it out.
Oh, okay.
Cody, stop sitting on the remote.
Sorry.
No, turn on the TV. I don't want to touch that.
Okay.
You're watching Most Dangerous Wipeout.
Oh, this guy thinks he's doing a trick. Oh, no kits for you. All right, this guy's doing a little bicycle ride, and oh, get wrecked, loser. Oh, what's this? What's this little bicycle race? Okay, everybody jump over the barriers. Oh, but not this guy. He thinks he's real cool. Oh, what does the dirt taste like?
Whoa! Are you guys thinking what I'm thinking?
Yeah! Give me that remote. Put it nice
and up. Cody, stop trying to sit on the remote.
Okay.
I was thinking that we can record us doing something dangerous, and then we can send it in so we can be on TV.
Mike, sit on the remote?
No.
That sounds awesome, but what will we record?
We can record us grabbing a pair of scissors and cutting our uvulas off.
Oh, sick.
No, that would hurt.
We don't need our uvulas.
Yeah, I don't need mine.
Yeah, just look at it. It's just sitting there hanging, wanting to be cut out.
Mm-hmm. No, we need those. We can't cut those off.
Okay, fine, Cody. We'll do something safer. Ooh, I know. Let's grab a hammer and try to bash our fingers with it.
Ooh, awesome.
No, that's not cool. That would just be painful.
Little bitty baby Cody doesn't want to do anything dangerous. So how about we do something really safe? Like, ooh, Joseph, you could ride a bicycle off my roof.
Now that sounds awesome.
Yeah, dude, I could totally pop a willy.
Yeah, okay. So Cody, you grab the cam.
I got the cam.
And I'm gonna get the bike, dude.
Oh, yeah, you get the bike.
Oh, dude, I'm so ready.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be awesome. Hey, Cody, are you recording?
Oh, yeah, I'm recording. He's going to get some wicked air.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Now, dude, are you sure I'm not going to get hurt?
You're not going to get hurt, Joseph. It's going to be awesome. Okay, on the count of three, you're going to go, right? Three,
two, one,
go!
Sick!
Oh, dude!
That looked awesome, Joseph.
Cody, did you get it?
Oh, it looked boss, Junior.
Oh, show it to me.
All right.
Joseph, shut up. I'm trying to watch the video.
I think Joseph's hurt, Junior.
Joseph's not hurt.
I think you should call a doctor.
Okay, I'll call a doctor after you show me the video.
Okay.
Okay, so your friend here broke every bone in his body.
What? Oh, no!
Yeah, see, I voice both characters, so this is what you're gonna get. Anyway, like I said, your friend here broke every bone in his body.
Well, what's that mean?
Well, it means he broke both his arms, both his legs, his ribs are destroyed, and his spine is snapped in half.
That's so rad.
Yeah, you know what's even more rad? He doesn't have health insurance because apparently he's been living alone because he doesn't have parents, and that means I can't treat him, and that means he's probably gonna die.
Well, how much are his medical bills?
About $50,000.
Well, it was nice knowing you, Joseph.
Junior, we have to help him!
Alright, this is not gonna work. Switch.
Junior, we have to help him!
See, that's a lot better. But Cody, we cannot pay his medical bills! They're $50,000!
We have to do something, Junior. It's our fault he went off the roof in the first place.
I guess you're right, but how are we gonna get $50,000?
I don't know, but we have to help him somehow. It's our responsibility.
So, who's gonna pay his medical bills, Brooklyn Thief Guy wants to know,
Alright, no, y'all switch.
Okay, so who's gonna cover his medical bills?
Me and my friend Cody are gonna try to raise the money. You just have to give us some time.
Okay, but you only have 24 hours! Dun, dun, dun!
Alright, come on, Cody, let's go try to raise the money.
Okay!
Hey, Chef Pee-Pee.
What do you want, Junior? I'm trying to cook.
Can we borrow $50,000?
$50,000? Junior, I've been working for your dad for 10 years, and I haven't been paid $20. What makes you think I have $50,000?
Well, Joseph broke every bone in his body, and he doesn't have medical insurance.
I don't have medical insurance, and I'm perfectly fine.
Well, Joseph has $50,000 in medical bills, and if we don't pay it in 24 hours, he's gonna die.
Is this the part where I get sad or something?
Well, it's also kind of our fault, because we made him go off the roof on a bicycle.
Yeah, it was rad.
God, that does sound rad. Well, how are you going to raise the money, Junior?
I don't know. That's why we came to you for the money.
Look, if I knew how to raise that money, I would be doing it right now.
Oh. Well, we could try washing cars.
No.
Yeah, they don't want you touching their cars with your dirty fingers. Look, they have machines that do that.
Oh,
I know. We can have a bake sale where we sell cookies for the money.
Yeah. And Chef Pee-Pee, you can make the cookies.
Oh, yeah, because I'm not doing anything. I can totally cook for you right now.
Yeah, you're not doing anything. Oh, okay, so all we have to do is make, like, 10 cookies.
Junior, we'd have to sell a lot more than 10 cookies.
Yeah, you have to sell, like, a truckload, like a shitload, like, just stop me at any time.
No, we can just sell 10 cookies for $5,000 a piece.
Well, Junior, no one's going to pay $5,000 for a cookie.
Bill Gates would.
We're not selling to Bill Gates.
Warren Buffett.
No.
Jeff Bezos.
Okay, he's too busy going to space.
Okay. Okay, fine. We'll lower the price. But, Chef Baby, are you going to make the cookies?
What do I get out of it, Junior?
We'll give you half of everything we make.
That's a deal, Bammy. Okay. Stick on it. I'll get the making.
Why would you do that, Junior?
He's going to make the cookies now.
No, now we have to raise $100,000.
No, we don't. We only have to raise
$50,000. Junior, you just told Chef Baby we would give him half of anything we make.
Yeah.
If we only raise $50,000, then he only gets $25,000, and we only get $25,000, and that's not enough to pay off Joseph's medical bills.
Joseph's medical bills are only $50,000, so we only have to raise $50,000.
Wait, no, Junior, we have to raise $100,000 because we have to be able to afford to pay Chef Pee Pee.
You don't know what you're talking about, Cody. Just make the cookies.
The first batch is done.
Oh, these cookies look amazing.
I know.
I'm going to try one.
No, Junior, we have to sell those.
Well, I have to make sure they taste good.
Well, we're not going to sell any if you eat them all.
I have to make sure they don't taste like butt.
Why would they taste like butt? I cooked them myself.
Well, what if you, like, fart in them or pee in them?
Why would I pee in them? I cooked them myself.
Well, look, I'm going to try one.
Okay, I think we should all try one.
Well, okay, well, I'll try one each.
But no, I'm saying we all try the same cookie.
I'm not going to eat after you, Cody. You eat butt.
Well, that may be true, but we shouldn't waste a cookie.
I'm still going to try one.
While you two argue, I'm going to put this batch in the oven.
Oh, can I put it in?
No, I can put it in by myself.
I want to put it in.
No, don't do it. Don't do it.
I want to put it in.
Why would you close it? Get him out of there.
Because I'm trying to bake the cookies.
Just open it up and get him out.
Oh, I can't open it.
Oh, God, let me help.
Shut me up. Uh-oh.
Oh, no. All right, your friend Chef Pee-Pee here has third-degree burns all over his body except for right between his eyes, and he doesn't have health insurance either, so his medical bills are going to be another $50,000.
Junior, this is all your fault.
Switch.
Junior, this is all your fault.
How is it my fault?
If you hadn't pushed Chef Pee-Pee into an oven, we wouldn't have this problem.
Well, maybe Chef Pee-Pee should have let me put the cookies in the oven.
Junior, now we owe $150,000.
Look, everything's going to be okay. Look, you can bake the cookies and I'll sell them.
All right, fine, I guess.
So, am I going to get my monies or not?
Wait, why does he sound like that?
Look, the voice actor can't play both characters. Look, come on.
All right, Junior. You sell those cookies while I make these.
Do you even know how to make cookies, Cody?
Well, it doesn't seem that complicated. I can probably figure it out.
All right, Chef Cody.
Ooh, I like that. I like the sound of that.
All right, I'm going to sell all these cookies and make a bunch of money.
Yeah, you better. You better make $150,000.
Ooh, Roy.
Yeah, whatever.
Hey, Roy.
Ew, why are you talking to me, loser?
Well, I was just wondering if you wanted to buy some cookies.
Buy cookies? I don't buy anything. Things are just given to me. You know, one time I went to a Super Bowl and I didn't have to pay for anything.
I know.
Then why would I buy your stupid cookies?
Well, I'm just trying to raise some money and I want to know if you wanted to buy some.
No. I'll tell you what. I'm going to take these cookies. These are mine now.
Well, you have to pay for those.
No, Roy doesn't pay for anything.
You're right.
Wow, these cookies look pretty good.
Hey, Cody.
Oh, hey, Junior. You sell any cookies?
I actually sold the whole batch.
Really? That's amazing. Who bought all those cookies?
Roy.
So you didn't get any money? Because Roy doesn't pay for anything. Unless a girl bought them for him. Did that happen?
No.
What? So why would you even sell to Roy in the first place, Junior? You know he doesn't pay for anything.
But he has a Rolex, so I thought he had money.
Yeah, I know, Junior. That's what the Rolex is for. So you think he has money, but he doesn't. That's why he has three baby mamas.
Okay, look, I'll be more careful next time, Cody. I'll only sell to people who have money.
Well, good, because we can't afford to keep losing cookies.
Wait, what's wrong with these cookies?
What do you mean? There's nothing wrong with them.
What's all this stuff on top of them?
What do you mean, sprinkles?
Yeah, well, why?
Well, I had to gay it up a little bit.
We're supposed to be making chocolate chip.
People like sprinkles.
No, they don't. It's like toothpaste and orange juice.
What are you talking about? That has nothing to do with this.
You know what I think about these cookies?
What? Junior, you idiot! What are you doing? We need it, those cookies!
Yeah, you know what?
What?
But that's what I think about your dumb, stupid cookies, you nerd! What? Are you okay?
Junior... Where are my glasses?
Oh, no. They're broken on the ground over there.
But, Junior, you broke my glasses! I need those glasses to see!
I'm over here.
What?
I'm over here.
What, Junior? I don't know what to do now. I can't see. You destroyed one batch of cookies. You gave another batch of cookies away. And I don't know what to do. Now we're still $150,000 in the red.
Okay, look. I'll bake the cookies and you can sell them.
But I can't sell them because I can't see.
You can see.
But I can't... Junior, don't tell me what I can and cannot see!
Okay, look. I'll bake the cookies. I've watched Chef Pee bake cookies for years, so I know how to bake cookies. You can, like, try to sell them, all right? Look, we can make this work.
Are you sure you know how to bake cookies?
Oh, look, you can come watch me. Come try to watch me make cookies.
But I can't watch anything because I can't see.
Then come supervise me, or listen.
I don't know how I'm gonna... Fine.
All right, Cody, are you ready to watch me make the best cookies ever?
Junior, make the cookies good.
I'm over here.
Over here?
That's good enough.
Junior, just please make them right.
I know how to make cookies, Cody. I've been making cookies for years. I'm the cookie master. I can make cookies in my sleep.
Just shut up and do it.
Okay, the first ingredient I need is, I need an egg.
Okay, yeah, I guess that makes sense. Sure.
And, I'm gonna just... What? Like
what?
That.
Junior, what was that?
That was me cracking the egg for the yolk for the cookies.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I need another egg.
Okay.
I'm just gonna... like that.
Okay, two eggs.
Yeah, I'm doing that, and I think I need another one.
I don't know. That seems like kind of a lot of eggs.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
No, I don't think you're supposed to do... Junior, you're not just throwing eggs at the pan, are you?
No.
Oh, good, because that would be the stupidest thing you could possibly be doing.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's not what I'm doing.
Well, good, because that would be really dumb.
All right, so I think I'm almost done.
Really? Are you sure? Because it seems like you just put eggs in it so far.
Oh, you think I should add something else?
Yeah, probably.
Hold on. I think I know what I need. Where is it? All right, I got it.
Junior, what is that squirting noise?
Your mom?
No, I'm serious, Junior. What is that?
It's the chocolate syrup.
Why?
I'm making the chocolate chips.
People don't usually make their own chocolate chips.
Well, I do. I'm the king of chocolate chips. I make the best homemade chocolate chips.
You're using the entire bottle, I guess.
I really like chocolate chips.
It smells like tomatoes.
It's tomato based.
Okay.
Chocolate chips.
I mean, if you say so.
It's ready to go in the oven.
What, really? That seems kind of fast.
Yeah. All right, Cody, the cookies are done.
Junior, where do they smell like throw up?
Hey, I didn't insult your cookies.
No, you just threw them on the floor.
Oh, yeah. Well, my cookies are cool. They're red.
But, Junior, why are the cookies red?
Because I added a secret ingredient.
Junior, what's in these cookies?
I'm not going to tell you. I don't mean to steal my recipe. Just try them.
Junior, I'm not going to taste any red cookies unless I know what's in them.
Look, trust me. They're really good. They're edible.
Well, oh, yeah, they're edible. That's very reassuring. Junior, what the hell is that?
It's ketchup.
Ketchup? Junior, why would you put ketchup in the cookies?
Because I want them to be red and have, like, pizzazz.
Why do they taste so much like egg? And why are they crunchy?
That might be the eggshells.
What, eggshells? Junior, why the hell? Junior, how am I going to sell eggshell and ketchup cookies?
Ooh, you can just tell people that none of the competition can catch up, and the competition is walking on eggshells.
Okay, that's actually pretty good. I might be able to work with that. Okay, look, I'll try to sell these cookies. You just make some more, but please, Junior, just follow the instructions. No more ketchup cookies.
Okay, no more ketchup cookies. I'm gonna go try to find some help.
Okay. Excuse me, sir or madam. I'm selling cookies to help my two friends who were horribly injured earlier today. We need to raise a total of $150,000, and so far we haven't raised any yet. So if you could just please buy some cookies, that would be a very big help. Thank you.
Cody, who are you talking to?
I'm talking to this nice gentleman in front of me, and I'm pretty sure he's gonna buy.
That's a lamp, Cody.
It's a lamp. Junior, I can't do this. I can't see. You can't cook, and I don't know what we're going to do.
Oh, Cody, calm down. I have 8 batches of chocolate chip cookies ready to sell right now.
Really? 8 batches?
8 batches.
No ketchup?
No ketchup. They're perfectly fine.
Well, I got to see this.
Now, come on. All right, Cody, don't worry. All our problems are solved.
That'd be really good, Junior.
All right, look. I went to the store, and I bought cookies already made, so we don't have to worry about making them.
You bought cookies?
Yeah.
And how much did the cookies cost, Junior?
Maybe about $100.
$100! And where did you get the money, Junior?
I borrowed it from my dad.
Great! Great! That's just great! So now we owe $150,100!
Look, calm down, Cody. All we have to do is sell these cookies. It's easy.
No, Junior! It's not easy! Nothing has been easy! None of this is easy! I can't see! You can't cook! Now we owe even more money! And who knows how much money it's gonna cost to replace my glasses! Junior, we have more debt as kids than the average adult!
Cody, just calm down and eat some cookies.
Junior, you idiot! You keep ruining this! Why are you doing this?
I know somebody who'll buy all these cookies.
Junior, who? Who would be so stupid to pay that much money for cookies? They'd have to be a real goofball.
Well, I know. Just follow me. I know who's going to buy them.
Junior, who is this guy?
He likes cookies. Excuse me, sir. We don't want to bother you, but we're selling cookies, and we want to know if you wanted to buy some.
I like cookies.
What do you do? Well, we're selling cookies.
Oh, what flavor are they?
They are chocolate chip.
Oh, let's try one. Oh, like them.
You don't?
No. But, how much are you looking to get on these cookies?
$150,000.
$150,000? Well, that's exactly what I got right here.
Junior, we need that money.
Oh, we're gonna get it. Where'd you get all that money from?
Oh, yeah. My daddy's a tooth fairy and the Easter bunny. I got a pretty cool daddy.
That's really awesome. Well, we really need all that money for these cookies.
Actually, I was thinking more along the lines of $10,000.
We can't sell them for $10,000.
What? No, Junior, that's a great deal.
No, I spent $100 on those cookies. I'm not selling for $10,000.
That's still a huge profit.
I can get more. How about $30,000?
No, I can't do that. How about $50,000?
No, I don't want $50.
Take the deal.
No. How about $70?
How about $100,000?
No, not $100,000. How about $130,000?
No, I can't do $130,000. How about $149,999.99?
No, $150,000 or we're leaving.
What, Junior, that's only one penny off. I have a penny in my pocket.
No. We want $150,000 or no deal.
Bye.
All right, bye.
No. Junior, come back. We can do the deal.
No. He'll be back.
No, he won't. Junior,
don't forget that.
Junior, you idiot. We were only one penny away from not having any problem.
Don't worry, Cody. He's going to come crawling back to buy our cookies.
No, he's not, because he didn't even like the cookies.
Me like Cookie.
Damn it, Junior. You let Cookie Monster in the house?
I don't think he's going to eat our cookies.
His name is Cookie Monster, Junior. Of course he's going to eat the goddamn cookies.
Oh, it's Cookie Monster. Get out of here! Oh, he ate all the cookies!
I give up, Junior. I don't know what to do anymore.
What? Who's that?
I can't even imagine.
Who could that be?
Cookie!
Oh, damn it, Junior, you let him back in the house!
Cookie!
The Cookie Monster, get out of here!
I got him! Stop eating our cookies, you bastard! Get out of here! I hate that guy.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, no, not again.
Okay, if it's a Cookie Monster, you hit him with that.
I'll hit him. All right, Junior. You open the door, and I'll hit Cookie Monster with this rolling pin.
All right.
Take this, Cookie Monster!
Congratulations! You just won $149,000 for your entry into the world's most dangerous video contest.
Oh, my God, Junior. All of our problems are solved.
No, it's not. We need $150,000. We don't want it.
Junior, okay, that money, please.
All right, congratulations.
We definitely want all of this.
It's good to have you back, Joseph.
Yeah, dude, it sucked breaking every bone in my body, but at least I'm back, right?
Yeah, it was really hard raising all that money.
Ugh, don't even talk about it.
So, guys, what do you want to do now?
I don't know, dude.
Ooh, I know. You want to go lay down on the interstate and see if cars hit us?
Dude.
Boss Junior.
Let's go!
Dude, I can't believe Junior broke every bone in his body.
Yeah, let's go make some cookies.
Yeah, I'll get the ketchup.
Clock boy, our plan to take over the world is almost in effect.
Yes, Clock Man.
Now all we have to do is destroy all the clocks in the world so that only we know the time. And when people want to know the time, they will have to pay us.
And they'll have to pay me if they want to be woken up on time for work. It's genius.
Brilliant.
But, Clock Man, how are we going to break all the clocks in the world?
Why, with my clock-smashing hammer, of course. Along, Clock Man, hand me the hammer.
Very well, Clock Man.
Now, broadcast us to the world.
With pleasure.
Wow, guys, can you believe it's already almost
2025? What?
What? Wait.
What the fuck did you say?
Can you believe it's almost already 2025?
Yeah, right, I'm taking this.
Wait.
All right, no, yeah. No,
what year is it?
2024 went by really fast.
Yes, it did.
Yeah, did anything happen this year that was even important? Like, it just seemed like nothing big happened.
Well, there was, no. No, this year was kind of a bust, honestly.
Yeah, so what's your guys' New Year's resolution?
I'm going to quit drinking because apparently I need to stop.
Yeah, you can't, no dates.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
What's yours, Jeffy?
Well, my New Year's resolution is that when I shit my pants, I'm not going to scoot my ass across the ground like a dog and leave a snail trail of shit.
All right, yeah.
That's good. What about yours?
I just want to feel better.
Oh, you're sick?
Mm-hmm.
Well.
What about you, Marvin?
Mine's to not wear a tie anymore.
Yeah, I guess I really don't see the point.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's doing too much.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have a job or anything. You're just wearing a polo shirt with a clip-on tie.
Okay, I might keep wearing it.
I don't think you should.
Well, let's turn on some TV to watch the ball drop.
Yeah. Let's watch Christopher Walken's Rockin' New Year's Eve.
Yeah, hit it.
Hello and welcome to Christopher Walken's Rockin' New Year's Eve. I'm your host, Christopher Walken, star of such movies as Click and Kangaroo Jack. Tonight, our musical guest is me, hitting the cowbell. I'm gonna start hitting it.
Hello, people of the world! It is I, Clockman!
And I, the Alarm Clock Boy!
You're all very excited for it to hit midnight so you can ring in the new year! But how will you know when midnight is when we destroy all the clocks in the world?
Do it, Clockman! Show them you're serious!
I'm not fucking around! Tell me what time it is now,
All you did was shatter the glass. We can still tell what time it is.
What?
I got this, Clock Man.
Now how will you tell the time?
Well, that was only one clock. There's so many clocks in the world.
Well, I will destroy all the clocks, like this one.
Don't forget this one, Clock Man.
Thank you, Alarm Clock Boy. Yes, bring me all of your clocks so I may destroy them!
And your alarm clocks, too!
We're not just gonna bring you our clocks, and we have other things that can tell time, like our phones.
And our cars.
Yeah.
Well, I guess there are a lot of devices that can tell time. Well, attention world! Bring us all of your phones, and cars, and microwaves, and ovens, and refrigerators, and watches. Fuck, there are so many watches. Smart watches, Fitbits, stoves.
Ooh, gaming consoles.
Gaming consoles, TVs, really any smart device in your home, anything with internet access, honestly.
And the sun.
And the sun. Sundials are gonna be a real problem. Clock towers.
Big Ben.
Big Ben, fuck. Somebody turn off Big Ben. Alarm Clock Boy, we may need to reevaluate our plan. Well, hold on, world, because we will be back shortly with more demands.
Well, those guys are fucking idiots.
Marvin, do you really think they're going to come in and break all our clocks?
There's no way they can physically go and break every single clock in the world.
No, it's got to be like billions.
Like trillions of things that tell time.
Yeah, let's go back to watching Christopher Walken.
Damn it, Alarm Clock Boy, we just embarrassed ourselves in front of the whole world.
Well, I thought it was a good plan.
How are we going to destroy all the clocks of the world now?
What if we EMP the whole world?
Alarm Clock Boy, we don't have an EMP. We're not in the military. We are high school dropouts in my mother's basement. All we have is clocks and this hammer.
Damn it! Wait. What if we go door to door and smash everyone's clocks in the world?
Yes. If Santa Claus can travel the world in one night, then so can we. Alarm Clock Boy, broadcast me to the world!
I'm Christopher Walken, and I like it when things are good, like kitty cat.
Hello again, people of the world. We have perfected our plan. Me and Alarm Clock Boy are going to travel the whole world in one night and destroy everyone's clocks!
Like Santa Claus!
Well, we'll be traveling the world like Santa Claus, not delivering presents or eating cookies. Just breaking clocks. So please, do not lock your doors, because you will only make it harder for us and delay the inevitable. Come, Alarm Clock Boy, we have many clocks to break. Many, 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 many clocks to break. Come on!
Oh no, Marvin, they're gonna break into our house.
What do we do?
Lock the door.
Jeffy, go lock the door.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Good thinking. I don't know how you thought of that.
All right, Jeffy, just lock the door. You can do this. No. Wait. Which one was it? Okay, like that. Maybe like that. Left, down, right, up, left, down. Okay. I think we're good. All right. The door is locked.
All right. Let's enjoy our New Year's.
Look, alarm clock boy, the first house.
Our first victim.
On the count of three, we will bust in there, break all of their clocks, and run out.
With pleasure.
One, two, three. Now, alarm clock boy, where are the clocks?
Oh, this one, right over here. Go on, give it a whack.
That one is done for. To the kitchen.
Look, clockman, the microwave.
Get the time off, get the time off.
Got it.
Good God almighty, the stove.
Oh, God. Got it.
That does it for this house. On to the next.
Hey, what the fuck you guys doing in my house?
What's the matter? Is now a bad time?
Hank, I think they destroyed our clocks.
You can destroy my clock without the L.
Why don't you ask the babysitter?
You're probably right. Alright, there's your brand new smart refrigerator. So it's got the time on there, it's got a calendar. You can even go on YouTube, Facebook, or Instagram. It's basically a big-ass iPad that keeps your food cold.
Dang, that's fancy as fuck! Thank you so much!
Yeah, hope you enjoy it.
Oh yeah, I definitely will. Oh, you too? No way!
Look, alarm clock boy, our next victims. We're making good time.
And look, what you said worked. The doors are locked. Everyone's listening.
They fear us.
Those mortals.
Look, alarm clock boy, the time on the refrigerator.
And is that the weather?
It is.
Look, clockman, this fridge even has YouTube and Facebook and Instagram.
My golly, what does this fridge not do? Suck my...
Fridge, suck clockman's... What? I guess not.
What is this whiteboard?
I don't know. Look, clockman, you can draw on it. Let's see. We'll do that.
Ooh. Is that a clock?
I believe so.
Oh, well, alarm clock boy, I don't want to destroy this. I want to keep it for myself. You know, destroying all of the clocks of the world is almost impossible. But if we stole all the refrigerators in the world, then only we would be able to keep things cold, and people would have to pay us to keep their food cold.
Clockman, there's something I need to tell you about this idea of yours.
What?
It's genius! Let's go!
Yes, help me with the fridge.
Guys, the ball is about to drop. It's 2025.
Shh, I'm gonna go to sleep.
Baby, you can't go to sleep before the ball drops in your mouth.
Marvin. All right, time to drop the ball. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3.
Hello, world. You're probably wondering why your clocks aren't broken. Well, that's because we decided to move on to bigger and cooler things. Refrigerators!
And freezers!
If we steal all the refrigerators in the world, you'll have to come to us to keep your food cold.
And you'll have to come to me if you want to freeze your pizzas or your ice cream.
So you can call me Refrigerator Man.
Then you can call me Freezer Boy. And this is Frozone to show you how cool I am.
So continue to leave your doors unlocked, because we're still coming by tonight to steal your refrigerators.
And freezers.
Come, Freezer Boy.
God, not these assholes again. Trying to steal all the refrigerators is impossible.
They're so heavy. Like, how would you store all of them? That's so stupid. It's so dumb. And we just missed the ball drop because they interrupted it.
Happy 2025, everyone.
Boss doesn't drop yet, right?
Marvin, stop
Marvin!
All right, Freezer Boy. We're back at the first house. Now to break in and steal the refrigerator.
And freezer!
Now, Freezer Boy, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I believe their freezer is attached to the refrigerator.
You've obviously never seen a deep freezer before.
Well, if they have one of those, we'll steal that too. Yes. Now get ready. One, two, three! Quick, Freezer Boy, let's steal the refrigerator.
Hey! Fucking dickheads, breaking my clocks and trying to steal my refrigerator.
I'm hungry.
Oh, I am too, Marvin.
What do you guys want for dinner?
I think me and Daddy should get Slurpees.
Ooh, I want a Slurpee.
How would that work?
We're not getting Slurpees for dinner, guys. We need actual food.
Marvin, if you go get Slurpees, can I have a blue one?
Oh, I want mine to be blonde.
I mean, I guess I could get a red one.
Oh, Daddy likes redheads? Hell yeah.
All right, let's go to the gas station, Jeff, and get Slurpees.
The gas station to get Slurpees?
I mean, yeah. I mean, that's the closest place. We're not going all the way to the movies to get a Slurpee.
You're telling me we can get slurped off at the movie theater? Let's go do that.
Oh, no, we're not going to go spend all that money to watch a movie just to get a Slurpee. Let's just get them at the gas station. They're cheaper.
Okay, Daddy. Whatever you say. You're the expert.
Come on.
Remember, I want a blue one.
Daddy, this is not what I had in mind when I said I wanted a Slurpee.
What'd you have in mind?
I wanted strong mouth game from a lot lizard.
That would be $3 for these slushies.
Well, I have exactly $3, so it's my lucky day. Oh, God, you stink.
Give me money.
No, get back, stinktard.
Oh, come on, Daddy, be nice. He needs money, so give him some money.
No, Jeffy, if I give him money, it'll enable him to not have a job.
Well, no, Daddy, put yourself in his shoes. What if you were like him?
Okay, fine. You can have $1.
All of it.
Wait, oh, wow. You give a little and they take a lot.
Oh, my God. That was the nicest thing I had ever seen. You know what? You can have the slushies for free, my friend.
You see that, Daddy? When you do something nice, you get shit.
Now let's go in the parking lot and see if we can get sucked off.
Oh, I've never had anything free before. Thank you, sir.
All right, Jeffy, how's that Slurpee?
Don't you dare call it that, getting my hopes up. This slushie is mediocre at best. The Slurpee that I was expecting would have been tears.
Jeffy, shut up. Wait, what was on the road?
Daddy, look out!
What? Was that a body?
It looked like it, Daddy.
Okay, let me go see what that is.
Oh, my God, it is a body. Sir?
Where am I?
You're laying in the middle of the road.
How did I get here?
I have no idea, but I can call an ambulance or the cops.
Maybe you could give me a ride home.
Oh, give you a ride home? I only have 2 seats in my car.
You have seats in the back, Daddy.
Oh, you piece of shit. Get in the car, Jeffy.
Come on, Daddy. Do the right thing.
Okay, listen. I can give you a ride to your house, but you have to let me drop these Slurpees off at my house.
Slushies.
You have to let me drop these slushies off at my house.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
All right, come on. Sit in the back.
All right, everybody in the car?
Yes, sir.
No.
Jeffy, you are in the car.
Well, I'm a liar, so.
All right, let's get going.
Maybe we could have turned on some music. Possibly the radio?
Oh, yeah, I'll turn that on for you.
I'll turn it on for you.
No, I was getting to it.
No, you weren't, Jeffy.
Yes, I was.
How's that?
Oh, very nice. I like this fish.
All right, let's go, guys. Body hit the floor. Bitch, body hit the floor. Have him swimming in his blood while he crawling on the floor. Boom, 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 boom. Okay, we are home.
Oh, wow. That's a big house.
Thanks.
My daddy doesn't make the house payment, and we're on the verge of eviction.
Jeffy, do not tell people our personal business. Okay, so I'm going to take my wife and her blue Slurpee.
Slushy.
Her blue slushy. So I'm going to leave you guys in the car, okay? So, Jeffy, you keep an eye on him. Do not leave him alone in the car, okay?
Okay.
No, swear to me you will not leave this car.
Daddy, I swear on your life I will not leave this car.
Okay, good.
All right, Bing Bong, so check it. I got to use the bathroom, so you stay right here, okay?
Okay, I will stay right here.
Promise me you will not leave this car.
I promise I will not leave this car.
All right, cool. I'm out this bitch.
Oh, not my problem.
All right, baby, here's your blue Slurpee.
Aw, thank you, Marvin, but it's a little melted.
Yeah, it was a long story, so I'm at the gas station, and this homeless guy asked me for money, and I say, ew.
Marvin, that's not very nice.
I know, Jeffy said it wasn't nice. So Jeffy tells me to give the homeless guy money, so I give the homeless guy money, and the gas station attendant thinks we're so nice, he gives us the Slurpees for free.
Oh, that's great, Marvin.
Yeah, so it felt good doing something nice, so I'm on the drive home, and I see this Asian man laying in the road.
What?
Yeah, and so I get out of my car, and he asks if I can give him a ride home. So I'm like, sure, because I want to do something nice, because maybe something nice will come from that. So the Asian man is sitting in the car with Jeffy right now.
Wait, what, Marvin? You left him alone with an Asian guy that you don't know?
Okay, the Asian guy is like 80 years old, and he just needs a ride home, and I have Jeffy watching him. Everything's fine.
But what if something bad happens to Jeffy?
Nothing bad will happen to Jeffy.
What's up, Daddy?
Jeffy, you swore on my life you would not leave the car.
Well, it looks like you're fucked.
What, Jeffy, you really left that Asian guy in the car with it running?
No, Daddy, he's going to the bathroom right now.
Okay, good. I thought you left him in the car. I didn't want him to steal my car.
Yeah, that'd be fucked.
Marvin, I don't know how I feel about a stranger in the house.
Listen, he's like 80 years old. He's just using the bathroom. He doesn't even know where he's at. So look, I'm just going to get him real quick, and I'm going to take him to his house.
What if he lives at Chuck E. Cheese? Can I go?
He doesn't live at Chuck E. Cheese.
How do you know? Were you in the car? Did you talk to him? Because I talked to him, and he told me he lived at Chuck E. Cheese.
He does not live at Chuck E. Cheese.
Yes, he does.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to go ask him. Which bathroom is he in?
That one.
Okay, I'm going to go see.
Hey, excuse me, buddy. I know you're using the bathroom in there, but my son says you live at Chuck E. Cheese. Is that true? You live at Chuck E. Cheese? I'm coming in. I just want to know if you live at Chuck E. Cheese. Jeffy, he's not in this bathroom!
Yeah, the other bathroom!
Oh, okay. Hey, my son says you live at Chuck E. Cheese. Is that true?
Jeffy, he's not in this bathroom either!
The other one!
Okay.
Oh, he better be in this one.
Jesus Christ! Privacy! Donkey!
Sorry, Jeffy told me that there was an Asian man in here.
What? No, Donkey. Well, since you're in here, would you like to wipe?
No, I'm not gonna wipe.
All right, cross the cross.
Jeffy, he is not in any of the bathrooms.
Maybe he finished. Something I didn't get to do trying to get a Slurpee at the gas station. My balls are as blue as mommy's drink.
Jeffy, seriously, he's not in any of the bathrooms. Where is he?
Well, he did say he was hungry.
So he could be in the kitchen, but if he lives at Chuck E. Cheese, why would he be hungry?
I don't know. Maybe the pizza's not good. Maybe we should try it. Maybe we should go to Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, listen, I'm going to go check the kitchen. If he's not in there, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Mm-mm-mm. Oh, this SpaghettiO smells delicious!
Hey, Chef Pee-Pee, I'm looking for someone.
Hey, Marvin, my SpaghettiO man! Look who came inside, everybody! A hungry, hungry hippo! Hey, hey, you want a scoop of SpaghettiOs? I know you hungry, you ain't ate in days. Oh, wait, big bowl or small bowl? Which one are you? You're a big bowl boy, ain't you?
I do not want any SpaghettiOs.
I'll go ahead and feed you some SpaghettiOs. You starving, boy.
I do not want any SpaghettiOs.
You don't want any more scoops? How can you turn down Chef Pee-Pee's SpaghettiOs? What the hell is wrong with you?
Listen, have you seen an 80-year-old Asian man walking around the kitchen?
What the fuck? No! Where would he be?
Listen, I picked up this Asian man and I let him in the house to use the bathroom.
Why would you let him in the house and just leave him wandering around in the house? That's stupid.
Well, listen, I can't find him and I didn't know if you saw him.
No, I have not seen an Asian man walking around here. I definitely would have noticed him with chopsticks, Marvin. Look, if you left a random man walking around in the house, you better call the police! He could be stealing something out of a trash can or something.
Oh, you're right. If I can't find him, he's probably trying to grab all our valuable stuff.
Mm-hmm. You know how my kitchen appliances are.
Okay, I'm gonna go call the cops.
Thank you, God.
Oh, man, I guess I'm gonna have to call the cops.
What? Why?
Because he's not in any of the bathrooms. He's not in the kitchen.
Well, did he go back to the car?
Maybe he went back to the car after he used the bathroom.
I'll go check for you, Daddy.
Yeah, Jeffy, can you go downstairs and check and see if he went back to the car?
Sure, Daddy, I'll do that. I wouldn't want you walking down all those stairs with your old knees.
Okay, just let me know if he's in there. I really hope he went back to the car.
Nope, not here.
Ooh, Jeffy, was he out there?
No.
What, you swear he wasn't out there?
I swear, Daddy, he was not outside.
What, you swear to me earlier, you lied.
No, Daddy, this time, I'm not even playing. I swear he was not outside.
Oh, my God, so if he's not back in the car, that means he's somewhere in the house and he's probably stealing shit or... Maybe he's trying to be a squatter. Maybe he's in the attic. Okay, that's it. I am calling the cops.
Hello?
Hey there, somebody call the cops?
Yes, so, I kind of have a really, really weird issue.
Yeah, well, you know, when you get to be our age, that just kind of happens. It's nothing to be embarrassed about, you know, it just doesn't work as good as it used to. I mean, they make pills for that, and sometimes they work, and sometimes they don't.
That's not my issue.
Oh, well, me neither. What's your problem?
Okay, so it's kind of a long story.
Oh, I don't have time for long stories. I didn't take my ADHD medicine today, so keep it short.
Okay, so how do I make this short? So I was at the gas station, and I gave this homeless guy money, and then I got in my car.
Who drew that?
What?
Who drew that on the doorframe?
That was Jeffy.
Oh, why did you do that?
It was like in his first video.
His first video?
Or like the remake.
Oh.
Listen, I was at the gas station, yeah. I'm trying to make it short. A homeless guy money give.
Okay, this is much better. I can follow this.
Yeah, car road guy pick up.
Mm-hmm.
And then, long story short, there's an 80-year-old Asian man lost in my house.
Okay, I actually might want to hear the long version because I have a lot of questions. I feel like you left out some important details.
Okay, so I'm driving in the car and I see this Asian man laying in the road. And I ask him if he's okay. He needs me to take him to his house, but I need to drop the Slurpees off. So I go inside to drop the Slurpees off and then he gets lost in my house.
So let me see if I have this right. You just got a stranger off the street and you let him into your house and you just lost track of him?
I did not let him in my house. I left him in the car. My son let him in the house because he had to use the bathroom.
Okay, still, he ended up in your house.
Yes, but listen, I just thought he had to use the bathroom. Now I can't find him. Now he's lost.
Okay, well, this doesn't really sound like an emergency. This sounds like you're a sore loser at hide-and-seek.
Well, no, I don't want him hiding in my house. I've checked all the bathrooms. I've checked the kitchen. He's literally nowhere, and he's 80 years old, so I know he can't fit in any tight places.
Oh, yep, you're right. I mean, squeezing into things is a young man's game. I just don't know what you want me to do that you haven't done.
Well, you're a cop. You're better at looking for things, so I thought maybe you could look around the house. 'Cause you guys find drugs, and you guys find bombs.
I will come in for a few minutes, okay? I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to come in.
Who's at the door, Marvin?
The cops, because I called them.
Oh, what's he doing?
Looking for the missing Asian guy.
What missing Asian guy? Oh, that guy! I forgot!
What? Are you okay?
I'm okay.
Look what I found!
You found it?
Dinner!
Wait, you didn't find the Asian guy?
Nope, but what I did find is a big-ass bowl of SpaghettiOs.
Wait, no, you're supposed to be looking for the Asian guy!
Look, I looked all over this house. He's not here, okay?
Well, did you look in the attic?
Daddy, why is the police officer man eating SpaghettiOs out of my poop bowl?
Poop bowl?
Yeah, it's the bowl I poop in. I keep it beside my bed because sometimes at night when I'm lazy and I don't want to go to the bathroom, I'll just pull my pants down and shit off the side of the bed into this bowl. And then sometimes when I'm really lazy, I'll just shit in my hand and just drop it into the bowl.
All right, he's not in the attic, so I'm going to get back to my kitchen.
I wouldn't eat out of that bowl.
Oh, yeah? Because you want all the SpaghettiOs to yourself, huh? Well, not going to happen.
Oh, my God.
How's that taste, buddy?
Tastes kind of weird, honestly.
Yeah, like poop?
Yeah, actually.
Okay, listen, if we can't find him, what does that mean?
It means he's not here.
Okay, well, you checked the attic, you checked all around the house. Is there a chance that maybe he walked back outside and laid back in the road?
Yes, that's probably exactly what happened.
Okay, good.
Good, yeah. Hold on, I'm getting a call. My work phone.
Why does your phone look like that?
They don't want us texting. Hello? Oh my God. Oh my God. Ugh. All right, bye. Ugh, my wife's making meatloaf for dinner, so I'm gonna keep eating these SpaghettiOs. What? Now I'm getting a call on my walkie-talkie. Is it Spider-Man?
Attention all units, all units. Spider-Man. There's a high-speed chase, an old Asian man driving a black Camaro. Proceed with caution.
Whoa, you guys hear that? There's a black Camaro in a high-speed chase being driven by an Asian man. Well, he can't be your Asian man, because that guy didn't have a car. But anyway, I'm going to go join that chase. But I am going to take these with me.
What?
If I go look in that fucking driveway, is my black Camaro there?
Yeah.
You fucking swear.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens if it's not?
No, it is.
It fucking better be there.
Mm-hmm. Mommy, I'm a liar. I lied.
Jeffy.
I know. I'm a stinker. Be you.
Where the fuck is he?
He's hiding.
Oh, where is he? Jeffy, you come out right now.
I don't want you to hit me.
Oh, I'm doing way more than hitting you. I'm going to beat your fucking ass. There you are! Ah! Oh, man, Joseph, I'm hungry.
Me too, dude. Man, when is Chef Pepe gonna come in with the food? I haven't eaten in days.
Chef Pepe, where's dinner?
All right, Brass. I got the most delicious meal I ever cooked. You're welcome. Bon appetit!
Wait, Chefy, what is this? It's green.
It's green mashed potatoes with coleslaw and squirts of gravy. The gravy had a shiz.
It smells like ass, Chefy.
Hey, watch your mouth. I slaved in that kitchen. I got lashes all over my damn back. You gonna eat that damn meal, boy. Eat it!
I'm not eating this, Joseph.
Yeah, I'm not eating it. It looks like somebody threw up in my bowl, dude.
Yeah, it looks like we're going to turn on the Food Network and just lick the TV screen.
Oh, one of my favorite pastimes. My mom always did it with me.
Why?
I mean, we were poor, so we always licked the TV whenever we saw the Food Network come on. Good times.
Okay.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, this song's gay as shit. That's right, I don't like the McDonald's jingle. It's boring, it's old, it's washed up. What I want something a little new. I want something a little more hip. Something a little more hop. That's right, we're having a McDonald's rapping contest. Whoever brings me the best McDonald's rap wins free McDonald's for life. I'm saying, you go through the drive-thru, you want a free cheeseburger? Here's your damn cheeseburger for free for life. So, get to rapping. Actually, you know what? Get to snack rapping.
Joseph, did you just see that commercial?
Yes, dude, I just saw it.
If we make a McDonald's rap song and they pick it to be the winner, we can have McDonald's for every single meal. We'll never have to eat Chef Pee-Pee's gross cooking ever again.
He'll never have to lick a TV screen either.
Oh, my God.
That'd be American dream to have McDonald's for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Oh, my God, we'd be so fat.
Isn't this what Trump wanted? American dream?
Yeah, Trump eats McDonald's every day.
Right?
Oh, my God, if the president could eat McDonald's every day, we should eat McDonald's every day.
Mm-hmm.
Free McDonald's for life. Okay, well, let's get to writing. Let's make a rap song right now.
All right, let's do it, dude. Man, oh, man, what a night. Chef PB's cooking dinner. A new episode of Charlie and Friends is coming on. Oh, you can't ask for more than this.
Charlie and Friends was filmed in front of a live audience.
Give me a bop, dude, in your booty ass!
Ow! Oh, hi, guys. I'm Charlie.
And today, I'm gonna be spitting some bars.
So come with me. Let's spit some bars.
Yeah. Charlie, you're so hilarious. That's not spitting bars. I mean, you kind of did spit bars. Candy bars. Spitting bars means rapping, silly. Who's going to tell them? Oh. All right, Braxton, here's your food. But what the hell is this, Chef PB? Did you throw up my food again? No, I told you what I was cooking. It's green mashed potatoes. I thought you said greens in mashed potatoes, like soul food from a black woman. No, I'm not a black woman. I'm not cooking that. I wanted to make something exotic. Well, I'm going to be spitting out some exotic shit if I eat this. Oh, look, a commercial.
Whoever brings me the best McDonald's wrap wins free McDonald's for life.
Do you see that, Chef PB? Do you fucking see that? If you win this McDonald's competition, you could retire. You will never have to cook for me again. And we can eat McDonald's every day like some TLC fat bitches. Retire? Really? Oh, I'm gonna win the competition. I'm about to turn into Tupac resurrected in this motherfucker.
Okay, Joseph, I just sent our music video off to McDonald's. They have to pick our song.
Dude, we have the hardest bars of 2025. They're definitely gonna pick us.
Yeah, your verse was nasty. They're gonna pick our song.
Alright, Brass, where's that laptop? I need to send off a music video.
Music video for what?
I shot a music video for this McDonald's contest. I'm gonna win it, and then I'm never gonna have to cook for you, Brass, ever again.
Wait, no. Me and Joseph just entered the McDonald's song thing, and we just sent our song off because we don't want to eat your cooking ever again. We want McDonald's for the rest of our life.
There's no way that your song's better than mine. I actually tried.
Oh, no, we tried. Our song is crazy. Isn't that right, Joseph? Joseph.
Yeah, crazy.
Wait, where do you go sometimes, Joseph? You just doze off. Like, in the first scene, like, you just laid back and just gave up.
I should be drifting, bro. My bad.
Anyway, Chef, our song is better.
Well, show me your song then, punk.
How about you play yours first?
I ain't scared shit. I scared my mama.
With some cheese, yeah. Make a hoe drop to her knees. Bitch, I'm loving it, I'm loving it, I'm loving it. Quarter pounder down my gullet, I be stuffing it. It's bostonitis on my tummy, it's been rumbling. And if it ain't Mickey D's menu, I can't stomach it. Bitch, I'm loving it, I'm loving it, I'm loving it. Quarter pounders down my gullet, I be stuffing it. It's a party in my stomach, get it jumping then. And the manager is kinda cute, do she come with this? Pull up to the drive-thru, I'm about to have my way. My shawty got the hot case, who needs a breakfast plate? Third time here, still coming back today. And this lady can make up her mind, bitch, move out the way. And today been hella hot, I might get a shake. If the machine down, I might be crashing out the day. In the McFlurry, in a hurry, to cool off my face. I heard y'all got a secret sauce, don't get it out the safe. I ain't lying, Chef PB doesn't rap cap. Need everything on the menu, what's the snack wraps? No me chicken in the bag, I feel backstab. Got it for the cheap off the app, got the last laugh. Bitch, I'm loving it, I'm loving it, I'm loving it. A quarter pound, I got my gullet, I be stuffing it. It's bostonitis on my tummy, it's been rumbling. And if it ain't Mickey D's menu, I can't stomach it. Bitch, I'm loving it, I'm loving it, I'm loving it. Quarter pounder down my gullet, I be stuffing it. It's a party in my stomach, get it jumping then. And the manager is kinda cute, do she come with this? Bitch, I need my 10-piece, hold on, get Swiss cheese. Bitch, I need my 10-piece, hold on, get Swiss cheese. Bitch, I need my 10-piece, hold on, get Swiss cheese. Need to ask to hurry, hit the horn like a symphony.
He does, sir, have a nice day.
Yeah, thank you, man, you as well.
Oh, hell no. What am I sweet and sour sauce? Oh, no, we about to spin back. I got to slide this bitch. Now, what you got to say about that? Silly ass, goofy ass, whiny ass, can't rap ass, boy.
That was very respectful.
I know. It was so gas. I don't know if we can compete, dude.
Hold on, we can compete. Oh, let's just take off. Let's take off. Chef Pee-Pee, that was Chef Doo-Doo.
Watch your mouth, boy.
All right, yeah, listen to our song, Chef Pee-Pee. It's definitely, it's up there.
Well, you play that trash then.
Man, I want my Happy Meal, and they better not forget my toy.
Ooh, I love my toy. Don't forget them apple slices.
Ooh.
Oh, it's a problem if it's a girl toy, though.
Hell no.
I want a Happy Meal four-piece chicken nugget. Grab a handful and put the fries in a bucket. Add a Dr. Pepper and a straw and I'll suck it. Go ahead and add a chocolate shake, man. Fuck it. I'll jump over your counter and go through your kitchen. Oops, I made a mess, man. Y'all a bunch of snitches. Hand me some napkins. I'll turn those rags to riches. Don't forget the toys since y'all a bunch of bitches.
Man, I need my nuggies. If I'm eating, please don't bug me. Junior needs an extra sauce. My bro might get one if he's lucky. Burger King can't compete, or the chicken from Kentucky. When I'm rich, I'ma swim in a McFlurry like a guppy. Make sure to get the apple pie with my Happy Meal. Don't forget my apple juice, cause this is a package deal. Don't mess up the order, man, I swear this the sixth time. Haters mad, cause my flow hotter than french fries.
I just want free Happy Meals for life. I just want free Happy Meals for life. I just want free Happy Meals for life. I just want free Happy Meals for life.
You actually tried, didn't it?
That was great. It was great. And Ronald McDonald's going to pick our song, and we're going to get to him first and tell him to pick ours.
No,
he's going to pick
our
song.
My
to get out of here. No, he likes the song a lot more.
Boy, I get it. Everyone wants some of Ronald's meat. But what are you doing here?
Okay, so me and Joseph sent you a song. Chef Pee Pee sent you a trash song.
No, Chef Pee Pee made a way better song.
No, his name is Chef Pee Pee. It sounds like dick. Did you get our songs?
Yeah, I heard them.
And which one you like more? You like me and Joseph more? Yeah, Chef Pee Pee's not good. Yeah, which one you like more?
You didn't win.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! You silly ass, goofy ass, tear cake head ass, old pale face ass little boy! You actually tried to compare the Pee Pee, the top 10 bar spitter ever, nigga? You can't compare to the peepers!
You didn't win either.
What? Huh?
Ah, silly ass, goofy ass, mustache having ass, Puerto Rican looking ass, not even French looking ass, shit, Pee Pee sound like penis looking ass,
how the hell did I not win? So did I win?
Wait, Joseph, we were on the same song.
Well, obviously my boss was way better than yours.
What? Did Joseph win?
None of you won!
What?
Goofy ass, basketball,
shirt,
ass, no pants,
ass,
looking
like a whole ugly ass. What'd
you get?
Kind of
froze.
Well,
so who won?
I did.
What?
Wait, that doesn't make any sense. How did you win?
Because I ended myself in my own competition.
Wait, that can't be fair. Yeah, how are you going to get free McDonald's for life? You already get free McDonald's for life.
I made the competition. I make the rules. Now shut your damn mouth and watch my music video. I'm the grease guy tripping on your mom's chin. Stuff a Big Mac in her throat, let the loving begin. Got the fries in my veins, got the sauce on my sack. McDonald's food so good, make your arteries clap. Pull up to the drive-thru, kicking up and carry. She taking every nugget, better swallow in a hurry. I'm the clown with the combo, making dead girls friend. Get your girl sucking ketchup right money, new accountant. I'm the true, so why you doubting? I've been stacking cheese, now my burger bigger than a mountain. She soaked me like sweet tea, now she wet just like a fountain. If Ronald take it, girl, I guarantee you will be pouting. Yeah, I'm flipping and patty, she grabbing my meat, she called me McDaddy while taking a seat. Got pie in her mouth, some sauce on her eyes, she suck on my nuggets while gripping my fries. I'm twisting her buns while she moans in the booth, she swallowing my combo, she knows the truth. I'm the red wing demon, the grease is a tight shit, she loving my menu with no hesitation. Grease got dripping from your mama's chin. Stuff a Big Mac in your throat, let the loving begin. Rice in my pants, got the sauce on my sack. McDonald's food's so good, it make your arteries clap. Yeah, I'm flipping patties while I'm tapping every ear. She call me McDaddy when I whisper in her ear. Baby, take a bite of this hot apple pie. Then she deep throw the fry. It's too hot, she might cry. Quarter pounder on the dresser, play a fish on her back. She addicted to my meat, can't deny that Big Mac. I'm the fast food barrel, the cholesterol chin. Got your grandma in the booth with hot coffee on her lap.
I'm the reason you were peace, the clown of your dreams. Got your mom in the bathroom, licking up my whipped cream. She moaning in the store, yet she part of my scheme. Left her past that on the tile in a greasy wet dream. I'm the grease guy dripping on your mama's chin. Stuff a Big Mac in her throat, let the loving begin. Got the fries in my pants, got the sauce on my sack. Donald's food so good, make your arteries clap.
She said, Ronald, be gentle, bitch, don't be a hack. Now shut your fucking mouth and put the fries in the bag. She said, Ronald, be gentle, bitch, don't be a hack. Now put the fucking mouth and put the fries in the bag. So What do you think?
Nah, that shit's great. Elephant Dookie, nothing but trash. I know kindergartens that can write better verses than that.
Yeah, that's hot ass. That's ChatGPT ass. Mm-hmm. That's AI shit. Mm-mm. That's garbage. That's
right. Well, that's, you can tell the difference.
Yeah, that's
still there, man.
That's ugly. That's I fucking, I'm upset. I'm fucking, what a waste of fucking time. That was hippo ass. Yeah, I can't wait to be on a plane for 2 hours where you're trapped in a metal tube up in the air, 30,000 feet, can't get off if you want to.
Marvin, what's wrong?
You know I'm afraid of flying. Why can't we just drive to Missouri?
Marvin, that's a 14-hour drive. We can't be in the car that long with Jeffy. You know how he gets. He likes to pull it out.
Yep. If I'm in the car too long, I have to pull out my wee-wee and twirl it around at traffic.
You don't have to do that, Jeffy.
It has to breathe!
See, that's why we have to fly with him.
Okay, well, what if he has to breathe on the airplane?
He promised he won't do that.
Are you going to pull your dick out of the airplane? Murder. See, I just don't think it's worth it. Listen, why do we have to go to fucking Missouri anyway?
We have to see the world's largest pencil.
I want you to put it in my nose.
Okay, well, if it's the world's largest pencil, it's not going to fit in your nose. I'm just so afraid of flying after all the plane crashes recently.
Marvin, it's the safest way to travel, and besides, that didn't happen for like 15 years until now.
Yeah, the planes were really safe until recently. You're right, I don't think anything will happen.
Marvin, look, the news!
Breaking news, okay? A Delta Airlines plane has landed upside down in Toronto, injuring multiple people on board.
All right, the car's all gassed up and ready for that 14-hour drive to Missouri. Jeffy, grab your bag.
Marvin, no, we're getting on the plane.
But no, we're not. That plane landed upside down.
But everyone survived.
It landed upside down, not on its wheels, upside down. What'd that plane think it was, a pineapple upside down cake?
Marvin, that's a terrible joke. It'll be fine. Not everything on the TV's real.
That's the news. It is real.
No, Marvin, that's all Hollywood.
That's the news! It's not Hollywood. It actually happened. A plane landed upside down. We're not getting on that plane. We're going to drive.
Marvin, calm down. Don't you have a pilot friend you can talk to that'll make you feel better about flying?
I do have a pilot friend. Let me see if he's not busy.
Hey there, somebody call a pilot?
Yeah, buddy, I need your help.
Okay, but make it quick. I got a flight to Missouri.
We have a flight to Missouri!
Oh, hell yeah, I love flying, my friends! Wait, why are you guys here and not at the airport?
Because Marvin's scared to get on a plane.
Yeah, I am.
Well, I don't really blame you. I mean, I'm scared as hell flying planes, too.
What? Don't tell him that! You're supposed to make him feel better!
I am making him feel better. I'm just saying that I feel just as scared as he does. Between me and you, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing up there. It's all autopilot, and if that goes off, it's just... Pretty much the only people who can land a plane without autopilot are like Sully Sullenberger, landed on rivers and shit. God, he's so fucking cool. And that name, Sully Sullenberger, that's like if my name was Brooklyn Brookie Burger.
Yeah, well, I'm just worried because all the plane crashes recently.
Yeah, there have been a lot, but that's just people making dumb mistakes.
What about the plane that just landed upside down?
Oh, that was actually me. I'm really proud of that.
But that was you?
Oh, yeah. See, I was flying in, and air traffic control said, "You're flying that plane like a pussy. I bet you $5 you can't land that plane upside down." And I said, "Okay, bet." I inverted that shit, landed smooth as fuck. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Oh, well, I mean, a lot of people got hurt.
Yeah, well, it's their fault for not wearing their seatbelt. I turned on the fasten seatbelt sign, okay? I warned them.
Well, I mean, did you tell them you were going to land the plane upside down?
Well, no, because there's no sign for that.
Well, still, what about the other plane crashes? And I just don't want to die in a plane crash. I really don't want to die in a plane crash.
Just tell them you won't die in a plane crash so we can hurry up and leave.
Well, I don't want to lie to them. It is still a possibility.
What?
Well, I mean, statistically, yeah, flying is the safest way to travel. I mean, I think the safest way to travel would be like in a big plastic ball that you just roll around like in Super Monkey Ball. Or maybe if you're like riding on the back of a truck transporting mattresses and you're just like all between the mattresses, that'd be pretty safe. I mean, you don't want to like suffocate in the mattresses, so they can't be like that thick, and mattresses are pretty heavy and you don't want to get crushed, so they'd have to be like stuck to the wall. And I mean, so you'd have to make sure that happens, but then you'd have to make sure you have air holes so again you don't suffocate. Maybe it's not as safe as I'm thinking. Marvin, just come fly on my plane.
Okay, well, just promise me you won't land it upside down.
Well, if I get a bed, I can't promise that, but come on.
All right, come on, guys, grab the luggages. Oh
man, I'm so scared.
Marvin, it's gonna be okay.
I'm freaking out.
At approximately 1:42 into the flight, my wiener is coming out.
You're not gonna pull out your wiener, Jeffy.
Sir, you can't say wiener on this flight. There's children on board.
I didn't know I couldn't say wiener. I thought I couldn't say bomb.
You can't say that either. And also, I'm gonna need you to put your luggage in the overhead compartment.
I looked. There was no room.
I'm gonna need you to find room.
How am I gonna find room when there's no room left on the plane?
Hey, Marvin, I see you met Susan, the flight attendant. I've banged her, and so has every other pilot. You should try it and see her. So what's the problem here?
He won't put his luggage in the overhead compartment.
I would if I could. There's no room.
Oh, Marvin, buddy, I got you. I will personally put this in the captain's closet.
Throw this shit out the back. We don't have any room or offload it as it is. It is built for flying economy.
So, Marvin, how do you like my plane? Listen to me, saying my plane like I'm Drake. It's Delta's plane, I'm just flying it today. But that's what we pilots say. It's, you know, our plane. I guess that means it's my fault if we all die. But how do you like the plane, Marvin?
There's no seat belt.
Oh, yeah, this is a pretty old plane. This is actually its last flight before it's supposed to be decommissioned. It's kind of like its maiden voyage, but, like, at the end, it's made end voyage.
Can I get you guys anything to drink?
I want a beer.
Not you!
She's gonna bring me one anyway. And why this dude?
What do you guys need? Do you need anything?
No, I don't want anything.
Peanuts! Peanut bomb!
Okay.
Jeffy, do not pull out your wiener on the flight.
1:42. Oh, hey, mate, you ready to go flying?
Not right now, Simmons. I am freaking the fuck out.
Well, what's going on?
This plane is old as shit, Simmons. It's been in service for like 30 years. I don't even know if we're going to make it off the ground. This plane is held together with duct tape and dreams.
Oh, it's all right, mate. Everything's going to be okay.
I don't know, Simmons. This plane is a fucking death trap. Hey, everybody, this is your captain speaking. The outside temperature is 65 degrees. We got a wind coming in from the northwest. The estimated time of arrival today is 7:30. So everybody just sit back, relax, and Simmons, I really wish they would let us talk normal into these things so people knew what we were saying.
I know, but it's in the handbook. We have to talk like that, but you forgot the ending.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Flight attendants, prepare the cabin for a cross-check and all-call. Simmons, I still don't know what the fuck that means.
I don't know, mate, but it's in the handbook.
Yeah, well, that handbook can eat my ass. Handbook, schmandbook, that's what I always say.
No, that's what I say, too. I say it all the time.
I heard you say it.
I can't stop saying it. Where the fuck are my peanuts?
Jeffy!
Here you go, sir.
Bitch, faster next time!
You watch your language, Jeffy. I'll beat your ass.
Sir, you need to watch your mouth.
I was just defending you. He called you a bitch. I didn't want to cause any problems.
Sir!
Fuck!
Jeffy, you made a big-ass mess on this airplane.
Sir, what did I say about your language?
Like, he made a big mess. He's acting crazy on the airplane.
These peanuts taste like dick!
Jeffy, goddammit, stop it!
Sir, if you say one more cuss word, I will get the air marshal.
No, he said he was saying bitch and he was saying dick and...
Sir, you need to stop it. I will get the air marshal.
Okay, I won't say anything else. Jeffy, please don't say anything.
Okay.
Piss in my ass cheeks!
That's it!
Or Jeffy, you're gonna get us in trouble!
Did somebody call an air marshal?
Yes, this man won't stop causing a commotion.
I'm not causing a commotion.
Sir, I'm gonna need you to pipe down!
I'm not even piped up. I'm not even any pipe of pipes. There's no pipe. Peter Piper's not even here.
If you don't calm down, I'm gonna turn this plane around!
Well, we haven't even taken off yet. Look, it's my son. When he's nervous, and when he's nervous, he yells obscenities. It's been pretty bad.
Do I need to tape you to the chair, smartass?
No chairs. No tapes and chairs and stuff.
Okay, no more!
Okay, I'm good. Shut the fuck up.
We're ready for takeoff. You know, I should probably call my daughter.
Wait, why, mate?
Well, because we're on a really shitty plane, we're probably gonna crash and die, and I should probably let her know.
Well, you know your phone needs to be on airplane mode. It's in the handbook.
Simmons, it's just a myth.
Hello?
Hey, Penelope.
Hi, Dad.
Hey, I just want to let you know I'm on a really shitty plane, so I'm probably gonna die in a plane crash.
What?
Yeah, it's a really old plane, so I'm probably gonna die. You might see me on the news. I was actually in the news earlier because I landed a plane upside down, but somehow I think this one's gonna go worse.
Dad, maybe you shouldn't be flying planes today.
Yeah, but I already did the cross-check and the all-call, so the genie's kind of out of the bottle. I think I'm pretty much locked in.
Okay.
Yeah, I just want to let you know, because you're probably going to have to get a bunch of jobs like I had, you know, to pay for bills and stuff, because you're definitely not going to get any money from your mom. She's definitely spending that alimony money on food and shovels for the food, because she's a fat bitch.
Dad, can you please stop fat-shaming mom?
Oh, I'm not fat-shaming. She has no shame. That's why she eats with shovels. Hey, you remember in the divorce how she got all the gardening tools, especially the shovels, so she could shovel food into her mouth like a fat bitch? Oh, and don't forget the hose for her chocolate baths, but she only washes the inside of her mouth.
Dad, maybe you should be flying the plane.
Yep. All right, let's take off.
Oh, man, takeoff's my least favorite part.
Marvin, do you want me to read you a koala joke to help you calm down?
A koala joke?
Yeah, like what is a koala's love language? Quality time!
Oh, my God, I'm about to save on the plane!
Hey!
I told you no more. Oh my God, it's snake! Stop!
Wow, he was not qualified to handle that snake.
Why is there a snake on the plane? Someone help! Oh my God!
Simmons, do you think I should let the passengers know about the snakes on this plane?
Yeah, probably. It's in the handbook.
Yeah, you're right. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. We are now at cruising altitude. I also just want to let everybody know that there are, in fact, motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane. We did not have enough room for them in the cargo area, so we've allowed some of them to roam freely about the cabin. Have you seen any of them? I would recommend you do not touch them. And Samuel L. Jackson, I'm sorry, I know you hate this kind of thing. Oh, yep, there he goes. He has had it. He is sick and tired of this.
Shit, Simmons, what was that?
Oh, sorry, mate. I was trying to adjust my seat and I accidentally hit the button that detaches the wings from the airplane.
God damn it, Simmons, now we're in a free fall. Let me tell everybody. This is your captain speaking. If you look out the window, you'll notice that the wings are gone. We are now basically just a flying missile. There's not very much I can do about that right now, other than thank you for flying Delta today. And if you get a survey in your email, my name is Captain Brooklyn T. Guy. That's T. Guy, not Brooklyn E. Guy. That's a different guy that I'm not related to. I know, it's pretty crazy.
Oh! I wish I could have called my family and told them I love them!
This airplane seat can get this dick! My wiener's coming out!
I know you're screaming for your lives, but for the inconvenience of crashing, we are going to offer you 10,000 sky miles if you sign up for our Delta credit card. I would recommend doing that right now, because the ground is getting real close. Go, go, go. Hurry, hurry, hurry. It's getting close. It's too late.
Thanks for staying the night last night, guys, but we woke up so late.
Yeah, we just got up. It's 3 p.m. The sun's gonna go down soon.
Yeah, dude, we had a long day yesterday playing football outside.
In the grass.
In the dirt, because that's all we have.
Yeah, we were swimming in the pool because it was like 90 degrees outside.
Yeah, no, sweating our balls off, dude.
Yeah, Florida's always just so hot, it's never cold here.
Yeah, the Sunshine State, they call it.
Oh, really?
No way.
Yeah, that's
no,
what they
Breaking news, MK! There was a snowstorm that hit Florida last night. It grew to as big as 6 inches. At least that's what my maid said it felt like in her mouth. Now back to the snow! There was a lot of it, so go outside and have fun, because this probably won't happen for another 100 years.
No way! It's snowing outside?
Dude, it's impossible. We live in Florida. It can't snow.
It cannot snow in Florida. That has to be a lie. There has to be some type of fake news, some Donald Trump fake news type thing, because there's no way it's snowing in Florida.
Yeah, it can't happen, dude.
Yeah, it cannot happen. There's no way that if we walked outside right now that there'd be snow.
Never.
Nope.
I mean, we could go look outside.
We could do that. We have free will. We could go check.
We do.
All right, let's put on some long sleeve shirts and some pants.
Uh-huh. Okay, you guys could do that if you want to, pussies. If it's snowing out there, I'm going out there shirtless.
No, you won't. Jinx, pig poke, you owe me a Coke.
Oh, shit. Now what happens?
Me Chinese, me play joke, me go pee-pee in your Coke.
Oh, no. Now you both owe each other peed-in Cokes.
I'm hungry for
pretzels! Bitch! Oh, got him! I said pretzels! He thought I was gonna say pizza, little bitch! Ha ha!
Okay, now what?
I don't know if he owes me a Coke anymore.
Yeah, I'm kind of lost.
I don't think so.
So let's go outside and see the snow!
Okay, let me take my shirt off.
You're not gonna take your shirt off and go in the snow, Cody. You'd freeze to death.
People who freeze to death are pussies. Like all those people who freeze to death on Mount Everest. Bunch of pussies, all of you. Whenever I see cold, I look it in the face and I say, open wide. And then, boom! Cody juice.
Okay, well, I mean, if you get cold, let us know.
I'm not gonna get cold.
Oh my God, guys, it's snowing! I can't believe it's snowing!
Dude, it's Florida! It's not supposed to happen!
Mother Nature got cream pied!
Snowed.
What?
You said it was snowing. Like, it's not actively snowing. It already snowed, past tense.
God, Cody, I hate you. You look cold.
I'm not cold. You guys are cold. I never said it was cold, you pussies.
Bro, you're the one shaking like a stripper.
I'm not shaking. I'm flexing from all my muscles.
Are you sure you're not cold?
No, I'm not cold.
Everyone throw snowballs at Cody!
Okay!
No, that's not fair.
Make a snowball, Joseph.
Oh, I got one right here, dude.
Cream him.
I would love to get creamed, but not by snow.
Oh, you're asking for it, dude.
Ooh, that is so not cold. You know, when I dreamed of Junior hitting me in the face with white stuff, this is not what I had in mind.
Why do you gotta make everything gay, dude?
Yeah, I'm making more snowballs.
Yeah. All right, guys, no more snowballs.
Booked! Ha ha, Cody!
Where'd he go, dude?
What, Cody, where are you?
Fucker's right here!
We can't understand you, Cody. You sound like you have a dick in your mouth.
I wish.
All right, guys, let's build a snowman!
Yeah, dude!
Okay, he's done. Ice Cube the Snowman.
Dude, he looks so sick. And he got that gat on him.
Mine's got that gat on him. Gat damn, look at that dumpy.
Cody, what is this?
This is Ronaldo the Snowman. Just look at him. He's ready to pleasure some snow dudes. And look at his hog.
Cody.
Dude, I can't wait for the sun to melt yours.
Nothing can melt his rock hard abs or his rock hard nipples. Literally. Him and I have the same physique. I mean, I'm a little bit bigger than him down there, but still, I'm not here to brag. But, Junior!
That's what you get for making a stupid dumb gay snowman.
Oh, wow, Marvin, look, it's snowing.
Snowed.
What?
It's not actively snowing, it's snowed.
Oh.
Jeffy the Snowman was missing a chromosome with a pencil in his nose and his head and his diaper, so be good for goodness sake.
Jeffy, what is this?
Marvin, he made a snowman.
It's actually a snowtard. He would try to bite his ear if he had one.
But Jeffy, this is so stupid.
Marvin, look, he gave him a heart.
That's actually his pecker.
Jeffy, you are grounded.
For what?
Because we're making inappropriate stuff.
Marvin. Our HOA is gonna go nuts.
You get it, Daddy? Because he has testicles?
That's it. We'll go inside right now.
Yeah, like a big nutsack. Okay, guys, are you ready to go sledding?
Junior, this is a wagon.
Well, we don't have a sled. It's Florida. It never snows here.
And this is your neighbor's driveway, and that's just cold concrete down there. If we wipe out, we're gonna get a pretty bad road rash.
We're not gonna wipe out. It's not even that steep of a hill. Come on, everyone get in.
All right, let's go.
Someone needs to push, Junior.
Okay, fine, I'll push.
I'll push too, dude.
That means I'm the only one in here.
Shut up, Cody! Uh-oh.
That didn't go well.
Owie. I'm okay, guys. Stop throwing fucking snowballs at me!
Ha-ha, Cody!
Dude, we couldn't resist. It was fun.
Yeah, it's a little fun.
Guys, I think we should go inside.
What? Why? You're cold?
No, I'm not cold. Never cold. It's just, the sun's going down.
Hey, you hoodlum, stop making snowmen with big wieners and big asses in my yard. And stop sledding in my driveway.
Snowballs! Hit them!
That's it! I'm calling the police!
Hold on, the police! Run!
Fuck the police!
Hey there, somebody call the cops?
I did, officer! Look what the hoodlums did to my yard!
Those look like snowmen.
Yeah, but that one over there's got a big dick.
Yes, he does.
And this one's got a gun.
What? Freeze! Drop that shit right now! I said drop it! I'll blow you the fuck away! Pussy!
You really sure that snowman?
Yeah, at the academy, they said I was the best at controlling my anger. So, you like my new red gun? We started painting them bright colors so whenever kids find them, they think it's a toy and they play with it.
That's pretty fucked up.
Nah, I'm just kidding. We actually gave these to the fire department so they could fight fires. We really wanted to put the fight and firefighter, but it's kind of pointless because you can't shoot fire.
Well, I want to press charges on those hoodlums.
For what?
Well, they assaulted me with snowballs and destruction of property because this is my snow. And I'm pretty sure that snowman over there is guilty of some form of molestation.
Okay, those are a lot of charges. Do you know where the kids live?
Yeah, right across the street.
Oh, I'm familiar. I'll talk to them.
Man, I hate the Hucker Dudes.
Dude, they suck.
Yeah, they're always trying to ruin our fun.
Right?
Do you have to poop, Cody? Go to take a shit.
No, I'm okay.
Are you cold?
No. Never cold.
Oh, good choice. I thought he was going to say the N-word.
I thought he was going to say it too. He doesn't stop saying it. He always says it. Crazy. Cody, why are you blue? Are you cold?
Yeah, you look like if a Barney and a Smurf had a baby.
Yeah, you look like the lead singer of Eiffel 65 who made that blue song.
He's not blue. The song is just called that.
He is blue. He talks about having a blue Corvette and a blue house. Did you not listen up and hear his story? He's blue inside and outside.
I've heard the fucking song, dude.
So are you him?
No!
What's wrong, Cody? You're scaring me.
I'm fine, guys. I'm fine.
You're shaking too much, dude.
Yeah.
Making me nervous.
I think you have to take a shit. Just go take one.
No, I don't have to take a shit. I'm fine. Just don't worry about it.
Do you like eating blueberries?
Yes, that's it. I like blueberries a lot. I eat too many.
Oh, he's like...
There's someone at the door. Hold on. Hello?
Hey, your neighbor says you built some snowmen in his yard and one of them appears to have a penis?
Oh, yeah, my friend Cody made that one. He likes penis.
Oh, okay. Well, he also says you threw some snowballs at him?
Yeah, we threw three right at his face.
Right. You know, you don't have to admit any of this. You do have the right to remain silent, and anything you say or do can and will be used against you in a court of law. I learned that today, because apparently I was supposed to be saying that the whole time, and I haven't, so none of those arrests count. So now my boss is mad at me because I haven't been saying it, and a bunch of bad people got away with some really bad shit because I didn't say it. Like, this one guy, he had, like, this little girl, and, oh, it was awful. I'm not even going to tell you all of it. Let's just say he's a monster. And now he's free, and he works at Popeye's, my favorite chicken restaurant. So every time I'm there, I have to see him knowing what he did. But goddamn, their chicken is so good, I just can't stop eating there.
So he's free because you didn't say the sentence?
He's free because I didn't say that one little sentence, those few little words. Stupid. So anyway, I have to arrest you and your friends.
Well, arrest us? Why?
Well, your neighbor wants to press charges, so can you just show me your friends so I can tell them what I told you?
Yeah, we're over here.
Who is at the door?
You better not say Jigaboo, nigga.
Junior.
Oh, I thought he was gonna say it.
Yeah, it was gonna roll off his
tongue. Always has racist stuff. Anyway, it was the cops. They're here to arrest us.
Hey, I'm here to arrest you.
Oh, the cops? Fuck that! Shoo!
I like how he made a lightning McQueen.
That was pretty cool.
He went, shoo!
He did. He was pretty fast. I would never be able to catch him.
Not with that noise. Anyway, Cody, he's here to arrest us for the dick thing.
Which one?
The one with the snowman outside.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, so he just got blew out of nowhere, officer. I don't know what happened.
Oh, what, did you listen to Eiffel 65 too much?
Yeah, see, that guy's blue inside and outside.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, but no, I don't think he's listening to any music, and I don't really know why else he'd be blue like this.
Huh, well, maybe I should put my doctor outfit on so I can diagnose this.
Yeah, do that.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor? Oh, wait, I was already here.
So, Doctor, why is he blue?
Well, I don't know. Did he eat anything today? Like, did he steal candy from Willy Wonka like Violet Beauregard and turn into a big blue bitch?
Oh, God, he's going to say the N-word.
No, kid, you really shouldn't say that. Like, I know it's just us here and I'm cool, but you definitely should not say that word.
No, he didn't eat anything. He didn't eat any candy from Willy Wonka because I don't think Willy Wonka's real.
Oh, you know who did eat those candies? My ex-wife. Yeah, she must have had like 5 of them. Just a big old roly-poly bitch. Big hot air balloon built bitch. She was really fat, you guys.
Okay, so he did go outside with his shirt off.
Well, yeah, because I'm not a
he's going to say Peppa Pig.
Pussy.
Well, that might explain it. He might have frostbite.
What? You can get sick from being bit by a snowman?
No. Frostbite's when you're outside in the cold for too long and your body turns all blue and fucked up. Like, look at his fingers. We're going to have to amputate those.
He's going to say Asians love rice and homework.
Amputate?
Oh.
Yeah, we're going to have to cut off every part of your body that has frostbite on it.
Okay, I guess start cutting it off.
And done! I cut off every part of his body that had frostbite on it.
You cut off so much stuff.
Yeah, well, his eyes were the only thing without frostbite.
So he's dead.
Yeah. But hey, at least he's not a pussy, huh? I wonder.
Guys, what do you want to do today?
I don't know, dude. Let's do something fun.
Yeah, let's do something fun.
Hey, guys, have we considered doing something fun?
Something fun.
Well, me and Ken are down for anything.
How about we go to the aquarium, dude?
Oh, yeah, the aquarium would be so fun.
Ken doesn't really like fish.
What?
Yeah, he thinks aquariums are boring. He says you can see most of the same stuff at a pet store.
Dude, they have stingrays!
And sharks!
And he doesn't like the cafeteria at the aquarium. He says the food's really gross, in his opinion.
He can't even eat the food. He's a dog.
And we don't have to eat at the cafeteria at the aquarium. We can eat here.
And he doesn't like the gift shop because he says everything's really overpriced, especially the stuffed octopus, because last time he was there, he really wanted to buy one, but it was too expensive, and his parents got in a really big argument over whether or not they were going to buy it for him, and then the car ride home was really awkward, and I was promised a toy, so it just kind of made my whole day shitty, so I don't want to go. I mean, Ken doesn't want
to
go.
It just sounds like you don't want to go to the aquarium, Cody.
Oh, no, I love aquariums. It's just Ken, I was trying to be nice, but he thinks aquariums are kind of gay. Like, they're lame. He doesn't like it.
Oh, I get it, Cody. You don't want to go to the aquarium because that's where your mom lives because she's a big fat cow.
Ha ha! Nigga!
Wait, Junior, don't you mean a whale?
Thanks for correcting me, Cody. She is a whale. She's a bigger animal, a big fat whale.
Ha ha! You called your mom a whale!
Ha ha! Okay, Cody, we don't have to go to the aquarium because Ken doesn't want to go.
Thank you.
How about we go see the new Deadpool movie?
Oh, dude, I really want to see it.
I want to see it, too.
Well, Ken's already seen it.
What?
Yeah, Ken already saw it, and he doesn't want to see the same movie twice.
Why do we care what Ken saw?
Yeah, we want to see it. We haven't seen it.
Well, I think we should do something that's fun for everybody.
We could go swimming in my pool.
Me and Ken already went swimming earlier, and he doesn't want to.
Jesus. Hey, can I see Ken real quick?
Yeah, sure. I don't know why you want to see him.
Well, he's not going to like this shit.
What am I not going to like about it?
This! Wait, you're right, I didn't like that at all. Get back here! Joseph, get back, please! Joseph, no! Yeah, that dog's eating Ken! Why would you throw him, Joseph? Because he's a dog, dude. He's not a dog, Joseph!
Hey, you mutt, give me back my boyfriend! Give me that! Why is there even a rabid dog in this neighborhood?
Oh, man, that's my dog.
What, Michael Vick?
Hey, who else is gonna be? Now come here, you stupid mutt! You save all that fighting for the other dogs.
Junior, look! Joseph threw Ken outside, and he got eaten by one of Michael Vick's rabid dogs, and now he's dead.
Joseph, why would you do that?
Dude, Ken was ruining all the fun, so in order for us to have fun, I had to take action into my own hands and got rid of Ken.
Well, you do know it wasn't Ken that was stopping us from having fun. It was just Cody. He didn't want to do those things.
Nah, dude. Cody wanted to have fun. It was all Ken.
Cody, stop crying. Is there a way we can get a new Ken doll?
Well, first of all, he's not a doll. And also, get a new Ken! That's like if your dad died and they said, why don't you just get a new dad?
I mean, if my dad was a doll, dude.
He's not a doll, Joseph! He's an irreplaceable man!
Oh, Cody, look! The news!
I'm too sad to watch the news. Okay, I'll watch the news, but I'm gonna mope the whole time.
Breaking news, UK! There's a big increase of mosquito bitings around the country. Field reporter Steve Stellberger is on the case. Steve?
Hello, I'm Steve Stellberger with the evening news, and I'm just waiting for someone to talk to. Excuse me, citizen, what do you think of all these mosquitoes?
I hate them. They bite me. Why do they do that? What are they for?
True, true that, home slice.
Hey, Cody, isn't that human, Ken?
Yeah, so what? I mean, yeah, I hit that. I bent that shit over and clapped his fucking cheeks. It was totally mid. No recoil. I wouldn't do that again if you paid me. Well, maybe I would.
Well, why do you invite him over and he can be your new Ken?
Yeah, if you actually do stuff, I go to the aquarium.
Oh, he hates the fucking aquarium. And I mean, totally different from how I hate the aquarium because the cafeteria sucks. Now, he's all for the animals and shit. He doesn't think they should be locked up like that.
Well, if you invite him over, maybe you could turn him into a toy. Like, do you have a toy ray?
I do have a toy ray. Hold on, let me go get it. Behold, my toy ray.
What?
Well, his name is Ray and he's a toy.
So he's another doll.
Well, yeah, Ray is a doll, but Ken's not.
Okay, so we thought you were talking about a toy gun.
Oh, a toy gun. Yeah, yeah, I got one of those. See? Toy gun. Pew, pew, pew.
No, we thought you were talking about a gun that turns things into toys.
Oh, a toy laser ray gun.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I got one of those. Look. Behold, the make things into toys laser ray gun. Anything I shoot with this turns into a toy.
So if we got human Ken to come over here and you shot him with it, he would turn into a doll.
Yes.
Ha ha! I know it! So he is a doll, dude!
No. Hold on. I misspoke. No. If I shoot human Ken with this, he'll just still be a human, but kind of like a hard, plasticky human figurine kind of guy.
In other words, he's a doll, dude! Ha ha!
No. Stop. Stop saying that. No. Not doll. He's not doll. No.
Okay, so how do we get human Ken to come to my house?
I don't know. I don't have his number. Oh, I know! Spider-Man!
Spider-Man?
Yeah, we can get Spider-Man over here, and we can tell him that Ken is the Green Goblin, and then he'll come bring Ken here, lay him down on the couch like he did in the movie after he killed Willem Dafoe, and then we'll have him here.
Okay, so how do you get a hold of Spider-Man?
Oh, that's easy. Oh no! Someone killed Uncle Ben! I really wish somebody would come and tell me what great power comes with! Oh, hey, Spider-Man. Oh, we talked about it. Oh.
With great power comes great responsibility.
Yeah, that's right, Spider-Man. Look, we need your help. I think my friend might be the Green Goblin.
The Green Goblin? Where?
We need you to go find him. He's really handsome and he's wearing like a blue shirt and pants.
Okay, I'll go find him.
Thank you.
Is that really Spider-Man?
I don't think so.
Oh, let me go!
Shut up, Green Goblin.
Guys, I don't think that's the same Spider-Man. Sir, what happened to the other Spider-Man?
He got arrested.
Oh, okay. But I just have one more question. Why is there a hole cut out around your dick?
In case I got a pee-pee.
Oh, okay.
What is going on? What am I doing here?
Hold still, I just gotta shoot you with this real quick.
No!
Oh my god, it worked! Ken, I love you so much!
Wait, how'd it work? All you said was pew!
Well, yeah, it runs on imagination, so you have to say pew to make it work, because it's a toy and it makes toys. But I'm so glad Ken's back!
You glad you got your stupid dog back, dude?
He's not an adult!
Hey, kids, sorry about earlier, I got arrested. You see, what I do is I run a Spider-Man company underground. You know, we do birthday parties, bounty hunting, illegal activities. So, I sent my coworker down here to get you what you needed. His dick was out.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, so we wear dickless costumes. They're onesies because the zipper gets stuck and we have to pee. But did my friend get you what you needed?
Yes, he did.
Oh, perfect. So just remember, kids, you can always thank your friendly local Spider-Man.
Thank you.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, he wants money.
Oh, he wants to get paid.
Do you have any money, guys?
I don't have any money.
Yeah, no.
I don't have any money either.
You get paid, PJ, I'm
spared. Oh, how about you shoot him with that gun, and we get a toy Spider-Man?
Oh, good idea.
Whoa, look at that Spider-Man. Why'd you just snatch that shit?
He wants he's back. Cool, he's a bobblehead, look.
Desperate ass.
You're not wiggling that shit.
Hey, he's cool, I wanted to show you guys.
He's yeah. Crossless, though.
Oh, I bet you'd like that, wouldn't you, Jerry Boy?
No, chill out. It's pretty over. You're looking at the garage.
Yeah, boy.
I'm just trying to stay continuity. He's not the same Spider-Man as behind the couch.
Okay, listen. You know what, Cody? That toy gun is really cool.
I mean, it's kind of cool. It doesn't really shoot anything. The camo's kind of neat. It's got dinosaurs.
No, I meant your toy Ray.
What's cool about him? It's just a guy named Ray. I mean, he is a power bottom.
No, I meant your laser Ray. Laser.
My what?
Your toy laser Ray.
Makes sense, Junior.
That!
Oh, my makes things into toys laser ray gun. Why didn't you just say so?
You know, manatees are considered sea cows.
Fucking what?
What?
Well, Junior's joke earlier about your mom being a cow at the aquarium, because you said, don't you mean a whale? But manatees are considered sea cows, and manatees are at the aquarium, so you didn't have to say whale. Get it?
God damn it.
Fucking Jerry.
Jerry, why are you here?
Jerry. Why the fuck are you doing this, Jerry? That was 5 minutes ago. No one's even thinking of that joke.
Read the fucking room, dude.
Yeah, we moved on.
Oh, okay, I'll get him.
Yeah, leave, nigga.
Fucking Jerry.
Jerry the couch monster always tries to make jokes funnier than they have to be, and he tries to fix jokes, and he's not a writer. He's not a good writer.
Oh, his ass is a weirdo.
Yeah, we gotta kick him out of the couch.
Oh, definitely.
There's someone at the door. Who's that?
Hello?
Hey there.
Tom Brady!
Yep, it's me, Tom Brady.
What are you doing here, Tom Brady?
Well, me and my son were just driving up to Makeout Point, and then the dang old car broke down. So I was just wondering if I could come in and use your phone to call a tow truck to tow us up to Makeout Point.
Why don't you have a cell phone?
Oh, well, 5G isn't on the TB12 diet.
What?
I don't know. Can I come in?
Why can't I just bring you my cell phone? Why do you have to come in?
Listen, Michael Vick's out here with his dog, and it's scary.
Okay, Brady, come on in.
Okay.
Who's at the door, Junior?
Tom Brady!
Yeah, it was Tom Brady.
So where's your cell phone? I gotta make a call.
Oh, yeah, Tom Brady. Hold on, let me get my cell phone. Cody, you know what'd be really cool? If you shot Tom Brady with your gun and turned him into a toy.
But, Junior, they already make Tom Brady toys. We don't have to turn him into a toy.
I know, but turning the real Tom Brady into an action figure would be so cool.
Junior, turning into a toy is like dying. There's no coming back from that.
Well, he's already retired. He's basically dead.
Hmm, okay, yeah, I guess you're right. Hey, Tom, think fast. Pew!
Whoa! Tom Brady's a toy now!
Dude, that's pretty sick.
Well, Tom Brady's dead forever. He's never coming back.
I mean, he was gonna unretire anyway.
Yeah, his wife left him and cheated on him with his jiu-jitsu instructor. I don't think he was happy being alive. I think he's happier as a toy.
Yeah, he was going out sad with his old ass.
Yeah.
You know, Seacow and Tom Brady...
Wow, Jerry, wow! You knocked the toys over. Oh, way to go, Jerry!
Bro,
what the hell, Jerry?
Yeah, what the fuck were you gonna say? That was so goddamn important that you knocked the toys out. We gotta set the scene back.
Fucking breath.
It's not important.
Yeah, it wasn't important. Nothing you could say would ever be important. Get out of here. God.
Get a damn hobby.
I fucking hate you.
Jerry, man. Junior, I'm not gonna keep coming over if he's here.
I will get him out. I will get him out of the couch.
Please.
I'll tell him to leave. Guys, I'm sorry. I know. I don't even know why. Guys. Okay, I'll get Jerry out. I promise. But next time you come over, Jerry will be gone.
Over Tom and everything.
Hey, guys, old man!
Oh, hey, Jeffy. We're just shooting things with this gun. See, anything you shoot with this gun, it turns into a toy.
Oh, my mommy must have shot a bunch of wee-wees with that toy and put them in the bedside table. Bunch of big black ones.
A lot of women must have do that.
Oh, okay. Was there anything you want to shoot and turn into a toy?
Well, you can turn me into a toy and then sell it for a limited time link in the description.
Oh, yeah, let's do that. Yeah, move all the stuff off the couch. All right, shoot Jeffy with it.
Here comes Jeffy. Pew!
Oh, man, Cody, you turned Jeffy and the red couch into a toy.
Yeah, the louder you say pew, the bigger the blast radius of the toy ray.
Oh, now Jeffy's stuck on the couch forever, but he's like a cool little figurine. And he did say we could sell him for a limited time only.
Yeah, he did. So you can click the link in the description to buy your limited time only Jeffy U2s available for 2 weeks. Buy it now! Now! Right now!
It's me, Jeffy, and the Jeffy U2s are now available if you go to the link in the description. So get them now before they sell out.
Guys, we got our first 9 weeks report cards.
Dang it, dude, I was so close. I could have had all F's.
Joseph, how did you get a D?
Bro, I turned in a piece of homework.
What? How do you expect to get all F's if you're turning in homework?
I don't know. I wasn't thinking. Next time I'll try less.
Yeah, try less harder next time.
Well, guys, I'm on my way to Harvard because I got all A's.
Did someone say all A's?
Oh, God, it's Billy.
Oh, come on, Billy.
Come on, dude. Why are you here?
Well, I heard you guys talking about AIDS, and I didn't know if someone wanted some more AIDS. Junior, I don't see very many AIDS on your report card. You want some more AIDS?
We don't want your AIDS, Billy.
Why?
Because nobody wants AIDS. You're trying to poke people with an AIDS needle. We don't care about AIDS.
I mean, AIDS is pretty cool.
No, it's not. You're not cool and you're not funny. Go away.
Oh, I am so cool and funny.
You're not supposed to be cool and funny. You're supposed to be scary. Aren't you supposed to, like, make traps?
I make traps.
You have not made traps in a long time. All you do is try to poke people with that stupid AIDS needle.
I totally make traps.
No, you're just the AIDS guy now.
Yeah, you're not funny and you're not cool.
Oh, I can totally be funny. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
AIDS.
Okay, that's it. Let's go to a movie, Ken.
Wait. You're supposed to say AIDS who?
AIDS who?
You have AIDS.
God damn it, let's go.
AIDS.
Come on, Joseph, let's leave.
Wait, guys, where are you going? The phone was just getting started.
Listen, we don't want to hang out with you, Billy. We're not your friend. You're not funny and you're not cool. You don't even make traps.
You don't think I'm funny and cool? I'll show you funny and cool.
Where am I?
Hello, Cody. I would like to play a game.
Oh, no. The TV's upside down.
No, you're upside down.
Oh, that explains a lot, actually. Why?
Well, I want to play a game. You'll notice you're holding two ropes. One rope will set you free. The other rope will release the two bowling balls, crushing your head. The decision is yours.
I'd like to pull the rope that makes me not die.
Oh, but which one? Since you're so smart, make the right decision.
Okay, I have a question. Why are you doing this?
Well, you don't like me. The only thing you like is balls. So let's see how much you like balls crushing your skull.
Okay, but, like, how is this supposed to teach me a lesson? Like, do you not like that I like balls? How does that affect your life personally? Are you, like, a homophobe or something?
No, I love homos. I mean, no homo. I'm not gay or anything, but I'm not a homophobe. I have a friend that's gay, I think. Like, he gets a chubby when watching football. But, like, have you seen football players' asses? Jiggly as shit. I mean, I wouldn't mind letting them give me AIDS.
Sounds like you might be gay, dude.
Anyway, did I forget to mention that the rope you pull that saves your life also means you have to be my best friend? Like, I'm talking hang out.
Okay, all right, man, sure.
I mean, like, really hang out. Like, go to movies and get the same popcorn and drink out the same slushy.
Yeah, that sounds fine.
And also, we have to, like, start texting each other good morning and good night and stuff and start Snapchatting each other. And we can, like, share our location.
Are you, like, asking me out?
No. Are you, like, asking me out? Cause gay, am I right? Also, like, you can't talk to that Ken doll anymore, cause I wanna be exclusive. I'll even tell you which rope.
Oh, alright, yeah, tell me which rope.
It's the left rope, buddy!
Okay, I'm just gonna pull the right one then.
Oh, damn! He must have gotten his rights and lefts mixed up!
What the hell's going on?
Well, if it isn't P.J. Crenshaw, Peter James Crenshaw, Jamie James Crenshaw.
That's my name, don't wear it out. But seriously though, why am I here, bro? What's going on?
Well, P.J. Crenshaw, you're the coolest kid ever.
Damn right.
So whoever you say is cool is instantly cool.
Yeah.
So I want to play a game. The machine you're tied to can slowly crush you. There's a cell phone next to you. If you call everyone in your contacts and tell them I'm cool, I'll let you go. So what's it gonna be, P.J. Crenshaw?
Nah, man, I just don't think you're that cool.
No, seriously, just like pick up the phone, maybe tell a few girls. I mean, even just an Instagram post saying Billy's cool or something.
Nah, man, I really don't want to flood Instagram with spam posts.
I mean, it's not a spam post. You don't even have to say I'm cooler than you. Just like, cool. Like hype me up, dog. Like, say I'm like Baby Gronk or I'm the funniest guy you've ever met or something.
Nah, man, I just don't wanna.
I don't think you understand. You will literally die by being crushed to death slowly. You could even just keep the poster for like 5 minutes and then take it down. You could even say that you got like hurt.
Nah, can't.
I really don't think you understand. This will literally crush you to death.
It's gotta be what it's gotta be.
Listen, if you just say right now that Billy is cool, like no post, no phone call, like literally just right now, say Billy is cool, I'll let you go.
Cowabunga!
He died the way he lived. So damn cool.
Wait, what's going on,
dude?
Joseph, wait, what's happening to us?
I don't know, we're in some type of contraption.
Help!
Help! Help!
Wait, Joseph, that TV's turning on.
What?
Hello, Joseph M. Jr.
Oh, God, it's Billy.
Dude, what the hell does he want?
What do you want, Billy?
Come on, you aren't happy to see me.
No, and we don't want to play your stupid games.
Yeah, dude.
Well, I think you're going to want to play this game. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to like your game.
If you would just give me a second to explain, you might want to play. So, Junior, you are rigged to a guillotine, and if it drops, it will decapitate you. Joseph, you are attached to some spiky wall thing that I made. And if it closes, you will be impaled to spiky things on a wall.
Let me guess, all these nails have AIDS?
Actually, no. No AIDS on all those nails.
Oh, that's surprising, dude.
Only one nail doesn't have AIDS on it, but all the other nails do have AIDS on them. I ran out of AIDS.
Oh.
So, you're probably wondering, Billy, how do we get out of here without dying? Well, each of you have a remote with a green button on it, and all you have to do is press the button on your remote. But, Junior, if you press your green button, Joseph will die, and you'll be set free. And, Joseph, if you press your green button, Junior will die, and you will be set free. So, what are you gonna do? Kill your friend and save yourself? You decide.
Well, I'm never gonna kill my friend.
Yeah, dude, we're best friends forever.
So what happens if we never choose, huh?
Well, if neither of you decides who dies within 10 minutes, you both go free.
Oh, well, I guess we both won't press the button for 10 minutes.
Yeah, dude, that's easy.
Oh, yeah, sure, you can do that, but let me go ahead and ask you guys a few questions. Joseph, would you say Junior's girlfriend Penelope is hot?
Nah, dude.
So you think she's ugly?
I mean, pretty much, yeah.
Junior, how does it feel knowing that he thinks you have an ugly girlfriend?
I mean, he says that all the time. I mean, I like that he's not attracted to my girlfriend.
Oh, okay. Well, Junior, would you say that you're a racist?
No, I'm not racist. I'm literally friends with Joseph. He's black.
Yeah, that's my nigga, though.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question. Would you ever say the N-word? Like, ever?
No.
See? That's my dog. He wouldn't do that. He know better.
Okay. Well, completely unrelated question. What happens to a little kid's knee when he gets older? Like his knee is smaller when he's a kid, but it gets bigger when he's an adult. What does his knee do?
It grows.
But what grows? I don't understand. What could be growing?
His knee?
You aren't being specific with your answer. Say it in a complete sentence. What does his knee do?
His knee...
38.
What?
Just answer the first question. What do you think his knee does?
His knee...
38.
What are you saying? I keep trying to answer the question. You keep interrupting me.
Just answer the first question. Even if I interrupt, don't let it stop you. What does his knee do?
His knee...
38.
Grows.
He said the N-word! He said it! He hates black people! What a racist, Joseph! What do you think about that, huh? You wanna kill him, huh?
Bro, you hate black people?
No, he tricked me!
No, I didn't trick you. I think Junior said it as a hate crime. I think he was just expressing how he truly feels.
That's not how I feel, Joseph, I promise.
Really, dude?
Yeah, ask me another question. I promise I'm not racist.
Okay. If you had to get rid of one holiday, I mean, erase it from existence, the history behind it, its significance, everything, which holiday would you get rid of? Christmas?
or June 10th?
Dude, you better choose Christmas.
Oh, hell no. I'm not getting rid of Christmas. Christmas is amazing. Everyone gets presents.
Bro, my freedom is a present.
Well, think about this. Look, there's Christmas trees and Santa Claus and Christmas lights.
Look, without Juneteenth, my freedom would not exist. That would mean I would be a present to you, and that's not fair.
Okay, just straight up, Joseph, I think slavery is wrong. But if you were my slave, I would give you presents.
I'm pressing this damn button.
Congratulations, Joseph. You can go free.
Oh, thank God, dude.
But wait. To be free, you have to be my new best friend.
Aw, hell nah. You can kill me right now, in the worst way.
Why does nobody want to be my friend?
Oh, no. Jeffy's putting tape on the couch again.
Oh, no. Jeffy, stop it.
Baby, get the laser pointer.
Okay.
Jeffy, stop putting tape on the couch.
Stop it.
Here, Jeffy. Go get it. Go get it. Come on, Jeffy.
Yeah, get the laser. Make him go out of the room.
Okay. Go get it, Jeffy. Go get it.
Oh, there's someone at the door. Baby, keep playing with Jeffy. I'm going to answer the door. Hello?
Hey, Marvin. Can I come inside? I just need someone to talk to.
Yeah, sure, buddy.
Thank you.
Hey, dang, look what I did to the couch. I made it all pretty.
Baby, you're supposed to distract them with the laser pointer.
The laser pointer died, Marvin.
And I ran out of tape. Can you go in the store and buy me some more?
Get out of here, Jeffy.
Okay.
There's tape all over the couch. Baby, you're supposed to hide the tape.
I did, Marvin, but he found it. He always finds it.
Why is there tape all over your couch?
My son likes to put tape on the couch. Listen, what do you want to talk about?
Well, I was on my way to my 27-year high school reunion, but then I found out that my high school bully's going to be there, so now I don't want to go.
Why do you have a 27-year high school reunion?
Oh, well, after the 25th year, people start dying, so they just do it every year. It's pretty sad.
Oh, well, you said your high school bully's going to be there?
Yeah, Candy Randy.
Candy Randy? Randy.
Yeah, let me tell you the story. So back in high school, there was this kid named Randy that everybody called Candy Randy because he would sell candy to everybody in the school. Now, for some reason, Randy didn't like me. I can't imagine why. But usually, he would only charge a dollar for his candy. But then one day, a couple hours before lunch, I was hungry and I had a dollar burning a hole in my pocket. So I went up to Randy and I was like, hey Randy, let me get some Skittles. And he said, for you, that'll be $2. And I said, Randy, that's bullshit because usually you only charge $1 and I only have $1. But he still wouldn't sell me the Skittles. So I did what any man would do, and I picked my nose and I wiped a booger on him. And Randy didn't like that at all. He was pissed off, and he stood up and said, okay, meet me after school by the flagpole, and me and you are gonna fight. And then all the students and all the teachers went, ooh, so I pretty much had to do it at that point. So then I spent the whole rest of my day trying to figure out how I could fake my own death so I didn't have to fight Randy. I even tried to call my mom and see if she would check me out of school, but she wouldn't do it. So then, after school, I went up to the flagpole, and there was this huge crowd of people gathered around, and they were all chanting, Randy, Randy. And I was like, that's not fair. I can fight Randy. I got this. All he ever does is eat candy. I can take him. So then I started throwing haymakers, and Randy just kept dodging them. And then Randy started beating the shit out of me. I mean, he was good. And then the worst part is his hands were still sticky from eating all that candy. And then after he got done beating me up, he took my underwear and tied it to the flagpole, and then he hoisted my underwear up like a flag. And then my underwear had a skid mark in it, so that was horrible. And then everybody started saying the Pledge of Allegiance to my underwear. I've never been so embarrassed in all my life. So that's the story of Candy Randy.
Well, that's dumb. There's no way all your classmates are going to remember that 27 years later.
Oh, believe me, they're going to remember the skid mark. It was huge. I practically shit my pants.
You didn't wipe that day?
Have you ever tried to wipe your ass with toilet paper at a school? It's like trying to wipe your ass with Taco Bell napkins. They're all rough and they're thin. I'd rather not even wipe, which is why I didn't. But my ass was itching a lot, though.
I still think you should go to your high school reunion.
Well, look, I'm not going, okay? I spent $150 to rent this suit for the night, and I don't want it to go to waste. So I was just wondering if you guys wanted to go to, like, Red Lobster. Maybe if we're feeling classy, we could try going to Applebee's. I mean, I really want to go to Outback, but there's no way I can reserve a table this late. Nah, not with their bloomin' onions.
Did you say Candy Randy?
Yeah, do you know him?
Yeah, there was a guy at the gas station named Randy who sold candy.
Wait, what did he look like? Did he look like an asshole?
No, he had cornrows and tattoos.
Yep, that's him. That's that asshole.
What, you know him?
Yeah, he sold me candy for $1.
A dollar for you? Why did it have to be $2 for me, Randy? Why?
Well, listen, you've got to get over this Randy guy. So I think you should go to your high school reunion, go up to him with a dollar, and try to buy some candy. Maybe he'll like you now, and you can get over all this stuff.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I mean, it has been 27 years. Maybe he's cool now. Yeah, I'm gonna go, and I'll come back and tell you guys how it went.
Well, what happened?
Well, I got to the reunion, and Randy was selling candy for a dollar, so I tried to give him a dollar, and then he punched me in the face, and he took my dollar, and then he pulled my underwear out, and there were still skid marks on it, and then he started waving my underwear around, and everybody started laughing and calling me Skid Mark Guy and Poop Glen Guy, and that's not even clever.
Yeah, Randy does have anger issues.
How many times did you see this Randy guy?
Well, we dated, like, 10 years ago.
You dated a candy salesman at a gas station?
He was nice! He gave me candy!
Oh my god, is he hot?
Hell no!
Why would you date a guy who sells candy at a gas station? I want to see him. Call him over.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I want to see him right now. We're going to beat him up.
Okay, I think I still have his number. Let me get my yearbook. Okay, here's my yearbook.
Aw, your wife signed it?
Oh no, she signed that after we were already married because she thought it'd be cute. She didn't even go to the same school as me.
Wait, who's Baked Ziti Feedy Petey?
Okay, look, I don't have time to explain all the names in the book, okay, but I'll explain that one. See, I went to high school with this guy named Petey, and we all called him Big Ziti Petey, because he always brought Big Ziti to lunch and ate it, but then he went on a ski trip, and he got frostbite on both his feet, so he had to heat him up by putting his feet in pans of Big Ziti and walking around, so we started calling him Big Ziti Feedy Petey.
All the names in your yearbook sound like freaks.
Yeah, they are.
Alright, so look, there's Candy Randy's number. I still can't believe you dated a guy who sold candy at a gas station.
It was forever ago, Marvin.
Well, look, call him over here because I want to have a word with him.
Okay, let me go get my phone. Okay, I called him and there he is.
Oh, hey, what's going on, Dookie Pants?
Don't call me that in front of my friends.
You ain't got no friends.
Yes, I do. I have two and they're right here.
Oh, shit, is that Rosebud?
Hey, Randy.
Hey, you trying to get another taste of this pizza skeet?
No, Randy, I'm married now.
Oh, well, that's a shame, because you just want a golden ticket to the white chocolate factory. You trying to see my Willy Wonka?
Randy, meet my husband, Marvin.
Ex-husband.
Marvin!
So you on the market? Because I'm trying to see where these little piggies are going. Hopefully they're going to be wee-wee-weeing all the way back to my place.
No, Randy, I'm married.
Well, he's the one lucky man, because I remember when you used to lick me like a lollipop. You know, like that Lil Wayne song? You know that song, old man?
I've heard it.
What did you see in him?
Well, I can tell you what she didn't see. A 401k or a high credit score. But what she did see was 7.3 inches below the waist on a good day. And every day was a good day.
Okay, you know what? I think we should just talk about why we invited you over here.
Oh, my bad. I was just reminiscing how I used to make her my Cadbury cream egg. You know what a Cadbury cream egg is?
Yeah, I know what it is. Listen, all right, about this. So Brooklyn Guy wants to call you over here because he wants to fight you.
Well, I didn't say that.
Oh, so he's trying to get his ass beat.
Well, no, he wants a professional fight in a boxing ring tonight.
But no, Randy, I didn't say that.
Okay, well, you're wrong. Well, you better start training. I'll see you tonight.
What, Marvin, why would you do that?
Because you need to fight him. You need to get revenge. Listen, you need a professional fight that you actually train for so you can beat him up.
But I already have a black eye. He's going to kick my ass.
Well, look, we're going to do a training montage. We're going to fix your eye up, and you're going to be ready to fight him, okay?
Okay.
Come on.
Oh, Marvin, I am so ready. I am ready to cheat.
But cheat?
Oh, yeah, there's no way I'm going to fight Randy fairly. He'd kick my ass. I don't think hitting punching bags for 20 seconds is going to help me fight.
Well, how are you going to cheat?
I'm going to poison him with tetrodotoxin.
What is that?
It is a very rare poison found in the pufferfish that will make him completely paralyzed, except he can feel everything. So when he's on the ground, not able to move, I'm going to be wailing on him. Like, fight back, bitch! You can't!
Okay, so how are you going to get the poison in him?
Well, that's why I have these glasses. See, what I'm going to do is I'm going to challenge Randy to a friendly water drinking competition. See, Randy is very competitive, so there's no way he's going to say no. So I'm just going to fill up these two glasses here, and then I'm going to take my poison and put it in Randy's glass. He's never going to know. Okay, I'm going to go call Randy.
Okay, I'm going to keep stirring this so that it dissolves.
Okay, I called him and there he is.
Hey, what's going on, Dookie Pants?
I don't even care that you called me Dookie Pants.
Okay, so what are we doing?
Well, I thought before our fight we should hydrate. So I challenge you to a competition to see who can take the fastest sip of water.
Okay, I'll do that. Water's good for your body.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, go! Oh man, Randy, it looks like you won!
Yeah, cause you're too slow. You better be fast in the fight.
Marvin, he's so stupid. He drank the poison. What the fuck? Marvin!
Marvin! Marvin, I can't move!
Well, did you drink the poison?
Marvin, did you switch the cups?
You never told me to switch the cups!
You didn't switch the cups?
You never told me to switch the cups!
God damn it, I thought you said you were gonna switch the cups!
No, you never told me to switch the cups. I mean, I guess it would make sense that we should switch the cups, but you had the cup of poison in front of you, but I thought you switched the cups.
No, I didn't have time. He came over so fast. God damn it, I can't move. I can't fight now.
Well, you still have to fight. We can't back out.
I have to back out. I can't move.
No, no, what if you still fight, but I'm in the ring and I throw the punches with your arm?
But that's stupid.
No, it's gonna work. We gotta do something, okay? So let's just go to the fight.
Okay. You have to drag me.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry.
I can't move, remember?
Uh-huh. All right, buddy. Are you ready for your big fight?
No, I can't move.
But we have a plan. I'm gonna swing your punches for you.
They're gonna see you.
Maybe they won't. We went over this. Come on, let's go.
I want a forfeit.
All right, I want a nice and clean fight. We're going 3 rounds, just like I do with my wife every night. You better have my dinner ready, woman.
I can relate.
All right, you ready? Okay, go!
I'm about to beat your butt like I did in high school.
I'm gonna swing for you.
Okay.
Oh, wait, hold on. You can't swing for him.
Well, I'm his trainer.
Uh-oh, go and train your ass in the corner, sir.
No, ref, it's okay. He can stay in. I'll beat his ass, too.
Are you sure about that?
Oh, yeah.
All right, then. 2v1, go!
Thank God.
Ow, got it. Marvin, protect my head. I'm trying to. He's hit me.
Well, one of us is going to get hit.
Time out.
Ref, there ain't no timeouts in boxing.
I know, but they ass need
it. Come on, let's go think of a plan.
Okay.
All right, we have to think of a plan.
Yeah, no shit. Marvin, I think we should just tell them that I tried to cheat and then reschedule for a time when I can actually use my body.
You want to tell your high school bully you tried to cheat when fighting him?
No, but I also don't want him to beat the ever-loving shit out of me again.
No, look, we have to think of a plan because that's embarrassing if you tell him you tried to cheat.
Okay, what if you get on top of my head and you control me like Ratatouille, like you pull my hair?
Does that really work? I think that was just an animated movie.
Yeah, you're right. I just have a kink for having my hair pulled.
Ooh, I got an idea. What if I let him hit you in the face, and then while he's hitting you in the face, I start hitting him?
Okay, and then we take turns.
No. He just keeps hitting you in the face because he's not going to see it coming because while he's beating you up, I'll come up from behind him and start hitting him in the head.
Okay, you know what? Fine, let's try it.
Okay, we're going to win. Watch this.
All right, I'm going to count this as round two because your ass lost the first round.
That's fair.
Look, try to put your hands up.
Oh, believe me, I wish I could.
Listen, man, I feel bad for you, so I'm going to do you a solid. I'm only going to follow you with my left hand.
See? That's generous. Only the left hand and it's 2v1. He's handing it to you on the silver platter.
Oh, yeah, there's no way I could lose.
Look, are y'all ready? Round two. Go!
I call this one my gut punch.
Bow. Oh, my God.
Ow, Marvin, help me. Ow.
I wasn't expecting to hit me in the stomach first.
Ow. Do you quit? Do you forfeit?
Yes!
Woo! Winner!
Damn! I beat your ass in high school, and I beat your ass as an adult.
I have a spit kink, too, so that works.
Oh, my God, I can't believe you forfeit. We could have won.
No, we couldn't.
Let's go. Come on, buddy.
Marvin, today was very embarrassing.
Well, you would have had a chance to win if you didn't cheat.
Well, it would have worked if you switched the cups.
You never told me to switch the cups.
I thought it went without saying.
You should have told me to switch the cups.
Marvin, I hate when we argue.
Yeah, me too.
I'm sorry, buddy.
I'm sorry, too. Well, there's one thing we have in common. We both hate Candy Randy.
Oh, yeah, fucking hate that guy.
Yeah, he's the worst. You want to help me take tape off the couch?
Sure, just roll me over. I'll do it with my mouth.
That's what she said.
That's a good one.
Yeah, so... You gonna help?
Yeah, you gotta roll me over there.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
I hate when he puts all this tape.
God, I wish I had teeth. Come on, I don't care about Vincent Van Gogh's ear. Hurry up and go to the next one.
Boy, hey, what you doing?
I'm watching this online ear auction. I'm trying to buy Evander Holyfield's ear that Mike Tyson bit off.
Ew, buddy, that's disgusting. Why do you want to buy an ear that someone bit off?
Because nobody else has it and I want it. Shh, it's coming up.
All right, for our next item up to auction, we have Evander Holyfield's right ear that was bitten off by Mike Tyson. And to verify the authenticity of said ear, we have the Mr. Evander Holyfield! So, Mr. Holyfield, this is your ear, correct?
What's that?
This ear is your ear, correct?
Repeat it again.
The ear on the table is, in fact, the ear that Mike Tyson bit off of you.
Hey, listen to what she's. I can hear your ass. You know my ear on the table.
My apologies, sir.
So, Mr. Holyfield.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to know, is this your ear?
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's my ear right there.
And why are you selling said ear?
You know the bills, dude. It's the rent, you know. I gotta pay it.
You heard it here first, folks. Evander Holyfield needs to pay his rent. So, let's start the bidding at $1,000. Do I hear $1,000? $1,000 going once. $1,000 going twice. Nothing. Okay. How about $500? Anyone for $500?
Bid on it, Boyney.
$500 is too much. I can get them lower.
You in the back, sir. You're just getting up to use the bathroom. Understood. Maybe $100. Do I hear $100?
I'll give you an earring with it. Come on.
$100? I'm buying it.
$100? I've just been notified that someone from the online auction has bought the ear for $100. That's right, sir. Yes, I won the ear Mike Tyson bit off. Yes.
Boyney, what are you going to do when you get your bitten off ear?
Well, I'm going to put it in my wallet and carry it around with me wherever I go. And whenever I meet people, I'm going to say, hey, you know that ear Mike Tyson bit off? I have it. And they're going to say, nuh-uh. And then I'm going to whip it out and show them, and they're going to think I'm cool.
But how are they going to know it was really his ear?
It comes with a certificate of earthenticity.
Well, when does it get ear?
Well, it gets ear tomorrow because they're doing overnight shipping. It's coming from Las Vegas. Oh! Let's go to bed. I can't wait to get my ear.
Oh, Karen, I'm so excited. I'm not going to count sheep while I sleep. I'm going to count ears. One ear. Two ears.
Boyney, I know you're not sleeping. Your eyes are still open.
I know. That's how excited I am.
Boyney, you want to fool around?
Only if I can do it in your ear.
Boyney, that's icky.
I know. I'm going to sleep. Huh? It's morning, Karen!
Boyney, it's too early for this!
I'm gonna go track my package. Ooh, I can't wait to see what time my ear gets delivered. What? Package destroyed? What? Destroyed?
Boyney, what's wrong?
I'm on the UPS website, and it says my package was destroyed.
What?
I don't know. Let me check the news.
Breaking news, Mkay. A UPS plane has crashed into a children's hospital, destroying all the packages and killing hundreds of people.
What? Oh, come on, are you kidding me? Oh, I can't believe my luck.
I know, Boyney, it's awful. All those children are dead.
Oh, my package is gone.
Boyney, their family's suffering out there.
I'm suffering, Karen. I'm the one whose package got destroyed. Oh, why does God hate me? Why does he make this happen to me?
Stop being so selfish, Boyney.
Karen, that was Evander Holyfield's only ear that got bitten off. It was irreplaceable. How on earth could this have happened?
Cut it out with the puns, Boyney. It's not a joke.
No, I know it's not a joke, Karen. I know people died, but you can always make more kids. You can't make more of Evander Holyfield's ear that got bitten off. You could do that one more time, but I bet he's not going to do it. I don't care if he and Mike Tyson are friends now. He's not going to let him bite the other one off.
Cut it out, Boyney.
No, I'm going to go to the auction house, and I'm going to say, how are you going to make this right? I need you to make Mike Tyson bite Evander Holyfield's other ear off and spit it out into my hand. That's the only way.
Boyney!
No, I'm going to go there and tell him.
Order. Damn it. Well, in any case, I am the Honorable Judge Boober, and today we will be hearing the case of Brooklyn Guy, who is demanding to get Evander Holyfield's other ear because the one he purchased was destroyed in a plane crash. Brooklyn Guy, explain what's going on.
So I purchased Evander Holyfield's ear that Mike Tyson bit off for $100 in an auction. And I was really excited to finally get the ear so I could show it off to my friends. And then bam! The plane carrying the ear crashes and the ear gets destroyed. It was one of a kind. So now, they owe me Evander Holyfield's other ear, and I want Mike Tyson to bite it off and spit it into my hand.
Very interesting. Mr. Auction House Man, what have you to say about this?
Well, it wasn't the auction house's fault that UPS crashed their plane. It should be their job to get him a new Holyfield ear.
Yes, that does make sense that it is UPS's fault that their plane crashed. So, Brooklyn Guy, couldn't you just sue UPS for $100 refund for the ear?
I don't want a refund. I want Evander Holyfield's ear that was bitten off by Mike Tyson. It was worth way more than $100 to me. It was priceless. They owe me Evander Holyfield's other ear, and I want you to make Mike Tyson bite it off and spit it into my hand.
Well, I don't really have the power to force Mike Tyson to bite Evander Holyfield's other ear off. But I suppose I could give you a 24-hour pass to go bite it off.
Wait, me? I could bite his other ear off?
Yes. You have 24 hours to go bite Evander Holyfield's ear off without it being considered a crime. But after that 24-hour period, it will become a crime. So you better go. Bite his ear off.
Thank you, Your Honor! Now, where is he? Hey, Marvin.
I liked it better when you would knock before you came in my house.
It's really important this time.
Ooh, I really do like your hair, though. Oh,
thank you.
You look good.
Well, I don't feel good. Did you see on the news about the UPS plane that crashed into that children's hospital?
I know, that was so sad.
Wait, you feel bad because you knew my package was on that plane?
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Well, maybe you should have been more considerate.
A lot of people died.
Yeah, whatever. But my package was one of a kind. It was irreplaceable.
What was your package? Like a kitten or a puppy?
No, it was Evander Holyfield's ear that Mike Tyson bit off.
You bought an ear that was bitten off?
Yeah, for $100. It was a pretty good deal, actually.
Oh, okay, so why do you even care if it was only $100?
Because it's not about the money, Marvin. It's about the ear. And the judge says I have 24 hours to legally bite off Evander Holyfield's other ear.
But won't he need that?
Well, he didn't need the other one. He was auctioning it off.
This whole situation sounded completely insane and stupid.
I know, but I just came to you to see if you know where Evander Holyfield is.
I don't know where that guy is. I don't even know what he does now.
Oh.
Well, maybe you could try calling his agent and asking his agent where he is.
Ooh, see, Marvin, this is why I come to you. You have smart ideas. I'm gonna go get my phone. Okay, I Googled his agent's phone number and I'm gonna call him. Hello, you've reached Steve Stahlberger, talent agent. Yes, do you represent Evander Holyfield?
I do!
Okay, so where is he?
Well, I can't disclose that kind of information unless it's for business purposes.
Oh, it is. He owes me something.
Oh, well, what's he owe you?
Let's just say it's an earful.
Well, what is it?
In my mouth.
What?
I'm gonna bite his ear off because the judge said I could. Hello? Hello? He hung up on me.
Well, maybe because of the way you approached the situation.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't have said that.
I wouldn't have said you were gonna bite his ear off.
Marvin, could you call him and see if you can find out where he is?
Okay, I'll see what I can do. Okay, it's ringing.
Hello, you've reached Steve Stahlberger, talent agent.
Yes, you represent Evander Holyfield, correct?
This isn't another prank call about biting his ear off again, is it? We get those all the time.
No, this is a business opportunity for Mr. Holyfield.
Oh, well, what is it?
Well, we have an opportunity for him to go back into boxing.
Oh, he loves doing that.
Yeah, Mike Tyson wants a rematch.
Oh, okay.
So where is he so I can talk about this opportunity?
He's at the Applebee's right now.
Okay, well, then we'll head that way.
Okay, I'll let him know you're coming.
Thank you. They said he's at Applebee's.
Which Applebee's?
The Applebee's.
Oh, the Applebee's, of course. Yeah, okay, I'll go over there, and I'll dress up like a waiter and then bite his ear off.
Hello, welcome to Applebee's. What would you like to drink? Sir? Sir?
You were talking to me? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm missing the ear now.
Oh, I'm so sorry. What would you like to drink?
Hey there, I'm the district manager for Applebee's. You can go home.
Really?
Yeah, you're fired.
Oh!
Hey there, Mr. Holyfield.
Oh, you recognize me? Oh, you must be a fan of something.
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
You want an autograph?
No, that's okay.
Okay.
Well, what can I get you started with? Maybe an appetizer ear?
Oh, what you got? What you got?
Maybe an irresistible?
Ooh, I ain't really into Tex-Mex shrimp.
Oh, okay. Well, what do you want?
How about we go with a cheeseburger?
Ooh, a cheeseburger ear. Good choice. Well, which one do you want? Take a good hard look.
What you got? What you got? How about an impossible cheeseburger?
Impossible burger. Yeah, gotcha. I'll go put that in.
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Holyfield, here's your cheeseburger ear and your complimentary fries.
All right, calm down, nigga. That's a lot of ear jokes.
Sorry.
Jeez.
Just take a bite like Mike Tyson.
Whatever. Are you going to watch me eat?
Do you mind if I take a bite? They don't really feed us here.
My burger?
Yeah, can we, like, do it close to your face, though? Like, maybe we, like, Lady and the Tramp it?
Whatever, man.
Not again!
Breaking news, MK. An Applebee's waiter has bitten off Evander Holyfield's other ear while eating dinner.
He actually did it. What? Ew, why would you still have it in your mouth?
I don't know, I just thought it was cool.
Okay, well, that's
like Mike Tyson.
That's disgusting. Well, you finally got it. Are you happy?
No, because it's still not the ear Mike Tyson bit off.
Well, how would anyone know?
You're right. Nobody would know. I could just say this is the ear Mike Tyson bit off. But I don't have a certificate of ear authenticity.
Hey guys, it's Logan. We officially launched an SML gaming channel. Go subscribe right now. We're going to be uploading gaming videos every single day. So please go subscribe to the new SML gaming channel for new content every single day.
Oh, I'm so sick.
Marvin, I got you chicken noodle soup, your favorite.
G is for gay.
What?
I'm reading my gay BC so I can be woke, and G is for gay.
Marvin, come eat your soup.
What, you're eating it with a fork?
They didn't give me a spoon.
Well, go back and get a spoon.
I'm not going to get a spoon. Just eat it quickly, look.
L is for lesbian.
Jeffy, read it quietly.
And K is for Kiki. I guess they like cats.
Marvin, come get your soup.
Okay, I guess I'll try to eat it.
R is for rug muncher.
It's too hot. You can blow on it.
Okay.
And T is for trains. They just spelled it wrong. They spelled it T-R-A-N-S.
Jeffy, I said read quietly.
Come on, Marvin. It'll make you feel better.
Look, can you start with the crackers, please? My stomach hurts.
Fine.
Daddy, for X, they only put the letter X. They didn't put X-ray because if they took an X-ray, it would show what gender they are, and they're not ready for that conversation yet.
Marvin, I can't open up the crackers!
Okay, listen, no, put the crackers down. I'll just eat the chicken noodle soup.
Oh, chicken noodle soup, dick! Filled with chicken and noodles and shit.
Okay, everyone's yelling, I have a headache. I'm gonna call a doctor. I can't deal with this.
Mommy, there is a kid that has the gay BCs on their bookshelf. And their parent says, hey, go read your gay BCs. And the kid says, yes, they them.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor?
Yes, doctor, I'm so sick.
Ew. Let's just shove that in there. That's better. Ooh, chicken noodle soup. Have you eaten any of that yet?
Here, you want some?
Yes. Wait, why are you eating it with a fork, dumbass?
Because we don't have a spoon.
Dumbass.
Well, someone said you look like an owl.
Who? No, who? Fucking who, bitch?
But you're an angry owl.
What are you talking about? Oh, fuck you guys. Oh, I get it. You told me I look like an owl just so I'd ask you, thus confirming that I'm an owl. But I'm not an owl, okay? I'm a doctor. I don't have big eyes. I don't have wings. I can't rotate my head 180 degrees.
But someone said you look like an owl.
Who? Oh, fuck off.
What do you guys think O stands for in the gay BCs?
Oh.
It stands for, oh my god, I love penis.
Okay, well, I'm not an owl, alright? Alright, you guys thought it would be so funny just to call a doctor over here just to say I'm an owl. Well, I'm not an owl, so fuck you guys. I'm not helping you.
Oh.
B is for butt stuff. And P is for prolapsed anus from the butt stuff.
Baby, take the book away from him.
But how am I gonna be woke? No one's gonna know that I identify as a lawn chair yet.
So take the book away from him.
Oh, Barney, you're home early from work.
Yeah.
Why do you have your mad eyes on, Blaney?
Oh, because somebody at the hospital said you look like an owl.
Why would they say that, Blaney? That's not very nice.
No, Karen. What I'm saying is somebody said you look like an owl.
Why would they say that? I don't understand. Have they even seen me? Do they even know what I look like, Blaney? I don't look like an owl.
No, Karen, follow me on this, okay? I know a person. I know their name, okay? And I would tell you if you asked that they said that you look like an owl.
But, Boyne, what's their name? You tell me, because you know what? I'll search them up on Facebook, and maybe they look like an owl, and they're saying I look like an owl because they're projecting, Boyne. I'll poke them on Facebook, Boyne. I will.
You're supposed to say who. I say somebody said you look like an owl, and then you say who, and I say, ha-ha, you're an owl.
Ah! Boyne! That would have been funny if I said who, because you said I look like an owl, and then I would say who, like I am an owl, and it would be like I was an owl, Boyne.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. What a hoot.
Uh-huh, yeah, that is the joke, but you didn't say it.
Boyne, we should go to Hooters. Oh, we can get wings and look at boobies.
Well, I think they went out of business.
Who?
Oh. Okay, fuck this. I'm going to my cop job. Hey, sir, I'm clocking in.
What, Officer Guy? You're not supposed to work today.
Yeah, I know, but I wanted to. I need the extra hours.
Okay, well, I guess I can put you on traffic duty today.
All right, thanks. Hey, by the way, someone in the office said you look like an owl.
Who?
You're an owl.
What? Oh, that's the goddamn funniest thing I ever heard. You said somebody said I look like an owl, and I said who, and that's the noise owls make. So fucking funny. And you thought of that all on your own?
Yeah, I sure did. That is a Brooklyn guy original.
You know what? I'm giving you a raise.
Wait, really?
Yeah, we need more funny cops around here. People around here are just too damn serious.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, Chief.
Oh, hey, Officer Simmons. Somebody said you look like an owl.
Well, why would they say that? That's hurtful.
No, Simmons, you're supposed to say who, damn it! You're demoted! You're on parking tickets from now on!
Oh.
Huh, I can't believe I got a promotion for making that stupid joke. Maybe I am a comedian. Whoa, that guy's driving like an owl. I better pull him over. Excuse me, sir.
Oh, hi, officer. I'm Charlie.
Where is that laughing coming from?
It's the audience.
Oh, okay. Well, I noticed you were swerving quite a bit. Have you had anything to drink?
Plenty.
Oh, well, how much?
a whole pack.
Oh, the free sun. I guess that's fine. But you were speeding, too.
Oh, what? I didn't have on my blinkers?
Oh, that's pretty good because you're blinking.
Yeah, well, and I have been getting road head. I'm sorry, officer. I am a freak.
Oh, that looks like a severed head.
Mm-hmm. The body's in the trunk.
Okay, well, I don't really understand that part of the joke, but hey, somebody at dispatch said you look like an owl.
Who?
You're an owl.
You're funny. Did you write that?
Oh, yeah, that's me. That's all me.
Oh, man, you could be a comedian. We need writers here. Well, do you want to be a writer for me?
What, me? A writer for Charlie? I'd love to.
We need original content.
Oh, I'm full of original content. Everything I say is original.
It sounds like it. Look, come meet us tonight. We need new content for an episode.
Okay.
Oh, thank God he didn't check the trunk. I have a whole body in there. I'm a murderer.
Oh, Blimey, you dressed all fancy. What, you got a hot date tonight?
Yeah, with a girl owl who said you also look like an owl.
Oh, Blimey, you want me to say who again, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Who?
Very good, Karen, you got it.
Yay, Blimey.
Well, no, actually, the reason I'm dressed up is, you know that guy Charlie from Charlie and Friends?
Yeah.
Well, he thought my owl joke was so funny, he wants me to write for his show.
Oh, really, Blimey? That's so exciting. What other jokes do you know?
Oh, so many. I'm just full of jokes.
Tell me one.
Well, I'm not going to tell them to you because you might steal them. And people who steal jokes, that's fucked up. You shouldn't steal jokes. That's wrong.
Oh, Blimey, I have a joke that you could tell everyone tonight. You want to hear it?
Okay.
What do you do if you get swallowed by an elephant?
What?
You run around till you're pooped out.
I don't get it.
Like, you run around till you're pooped out tired, or you run around until he poops you out?
What does that have to do with an elephant?
Nothing, Boyney.
Okay, it could have been any large animal. That joke is stupid. I'm not saying that.
Well, fine, Boyney, then don't.
Okay, I won't, because I have plenty of other jokes. And you know what? Somebody told me that you make bad jokes and you look like an owl.
Well, that's really hurtful, Boyney. I don't appreciate being talked about that way. That's not nice.
Damn it, Karen, you still don't get it.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the joke writing room for the new episode of Charlie and Friends that's going to be airing tonight. And who the fuck are you?
Oh, I'm new. Charlie said he liked my joke.
Oh, yeah? Let me hear it.
Oh, well, somebody here said you look like an owl.
Who the fuck said I look like an owl? Was it you, Steven?
No, sir.
Was it you, Susan?
No.
Who the fuck said I look like an owl?
Well, you said who, so you're an owl.
Goddamn shit I've ever heard. What's your name?
Brooklyn.
Well, we're gonna get you a name tag that says Funny Motherfucker, because that's your new name now. You can stay. All right, Steven, give me a joke.
Okay, your mom is so poor.
No, she's not.
Okay, his mom is so poor. I saw her wearing one shoe, so I said,